Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. I've got a lot to get to this hour. A little bit later on in the hour, I'll be laying out for you all the evidence on the two competing theories of President Trump's activities in Ukraine, plus updates on the James Younger case. That, of course, is the 7-year-old boy who is being indoctrinated by his mother to believe that he is a girl, according to his father. And now the state is stepping in on the side of his mom, but there are new developments. But we begin with the announcement by the Department of Justice that a criminal inquiry has been opened into the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation. The media are already suggesting that this thing is wildly out of bounds. Just to get this straight, it was totally in bounds when we spent 2.5 years spending millions of dollars investigating the Trump-Russia collusion non-entity. It ended up being a big nothing burger, at least the collusion part of it. The obstruction part of it ended up piggybacking off of that and really was only generated by the presence of the Trump-Russia collusion investigation in the first place. That was totally fine. That was above board. That was good. It was good to have the DOJ investigating the President of the United States, which effectively is what the Trump-Russia-Mueller investigation became. That was all good, wonderful, according to the press. But when the Trump administration looks into the origins of the Trump-Russia collusion investigation, which may or may not have been badly founded, well, then it's a terrible thing, a very, very bad thing. It's something that William Barr clearly should not do. It's just William Barr, the attorney general, being a political hack. There are no legitimate questions to be asked about how we ended up in a 3-year, 2.5-year investigation of President Trump's connections with the Russians, including apparently stretches of FISA warrants, including overzealousness on the part of actual FBI agents who were texting each other about how much they hated Trump and wanted an insurance policy. Right. All those questions are illegitimate, according to the New York Times. And for William Barr to look into them or to open a criminal probe into them or to look into people like James Comey or Andrew McCabe, who was fired unceremoniously from his position and lost his pension because of it and now has been under quasi-criminal investigation ever since. Right. All of those questions are illegitimate, according to the New York Times. So we'll get to what exactly William Barr is investigating here and whether it is illegitimate. But first, let's talk about the fact that your data is exposed a lot more often than you think it is when you're online. So you're just working at a Wi-Fi, using the Wi-Fi from Starbucks or from a hotel, and you think, okay, nobody's going to hack me. And then 3 weeks later, you look at your credit card bill and somebody has bought a bunch of NFL tickets with their credit card. I mean, that actually happened to me. And that's why I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app that I use to stay secure online. Why should you care about encrypting your data? It's easy to bypass Wi-Fi security and steal your information for hackers. The best way to ensure all of your data is encrypted and can't be read by hackers is to use ExpressVPN. All you need to do is download the ExpressVPN app on your computer or smartphone. You tap one button and you can secure 100% of your network data and then use the internet the way you normally would. ExpressVPN is incredibly reliable. It's the fastest VPN service I've tried. They're also rated the world's number one VPN provider by review sites like TechRadar and CNET. ExpressVPN takes privacy and security to the next level. They invented a technology called Trusted Server to ensure that VPN servers run from RAM, no data logs written to the server's hard drive, even by accident. So, if you want the best in online security and privacy, head on over to expressvpn.com/Ben for 3 extra months free with a 1-year package. Protect your internet today with the VPN. Itvpn.com/Ben to get started. Okay, so the New York Times is obviously very hot and bothered about the prospect of William Barr looking into the Trump-Russia collusion investigation. My friend Andrew McCarthy over at National Review, the legal analyst, he's been suggesting from the very beginning that this thing was basically a put-up job, that effectively speaking, the Obama administration was eager, very eager, to look into the Trump campaign. And as soon as they started receiving notes on the Steele dossier from the Hillary campaign, they were ready to go. They're ready and they're raring to go. And it turns out that they couldn't dig up anything before the election that was truly damning of President Trump. But there were leaks, slow leaks along the way. And McCarthy's theory and the theory of a lot of other people is that basically a lot of members of the so-called deep state, members of the intelligence community who didn't like Trump, who feared Trump, who thought that Trump would be a terrible president, they were digging up all this material in case Trump should be elected so that they could then break glass in case of emergency and basically sideline his presidency by pushing into investigative territory, right? That is the going theory. So, according to the New York Times today, for more than 2 years, President Trump has repeatedly attacked the Russia investigation, portraying it as a hoax and illegal, even months after the special counsel closed it. Now Trump's own Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation into how it all began. Now, there was already an investigator, an inspector general, Michael Horowitz, who is going to release a report, a public report. He said today it'll be a public report. There will be no private version or classified version and public version. There will just be one version, and it will be a report into how all of this started. Now, my theory has been that this thing was started not under false pretenses, but under authentic concern over the activities of people like Carter Page and George Papadopoulos, and that it quickly morphed into something that went beyond its original mandate. It quickly morphed, thanks to people who are all fired gung-ho to go get Trump, into let's look into every one of Trump's associates and all of his business connections. Let's suggest that President Trump is, in fact, a plant of Vladimir Putin and all the rest of this. But what does it mean that this is now shifted into a criminal investigation? Well, it means that the Justice Department now has additional legal tools at its disposal. According to the New York Times, Justice Department officials have shifted an administrative review of the Russia investigation closely overseen by William Barr to a criminal inquiry, according to two people familiar with the matter. The move gives the prosecutor running it, John Durham, the power to subpoena for witness testimony and documents, to convene a grand jury, and to file criminal charges. Now, here's where the New York Times starts playing defense for the Democrats. Normally, that would be the story, right? They've opened the criminal investigation. The New York Times, however, does what they are so fond of doing. People say. Right? This is serious journalism now. Right? They're not going to say, we, the editorial board at the New York Times, really object to this. Instead, what they do is they kind of slide into the DMs. They just slide into the reporting other people's opinions. The opening of a criminal investigation is likely to raise alarms that Mr. Trump is using the Justice Department to go after his perceived enemies. Okay, that's called editorializing right there. Likely to raise alarm is likely. Whenever they use passive voice like that, they're not saying who is going to raise the alarms, Democrats. They're not saying who is going to be seriously concerned that Trump is militarizing the Justice Department, the New York Times. They just say it's likely to be perceived that way by, you know, people. Who? People. Just people. See, Mr. Trump fired James Comey, the FBI director, under whose watch agents opened the Russia inquiry, and has long assailed other top former law enforcement and intelligence officials as partisans who sought to block his election. Mr. Trump has made clear he sees the typically independent Justice Department as a tool to be wielded against his political enemies. This isn't a news article, guys. Right? This isn't a news article. Trump has made clear he sees the DOJ as his personal tool. Okay, yeah, and Eric Holder called himself Barack Obama's wingman. So, you know, it turns out that presidents have long sort of seen the DOJ as a way of pursuing their own agendas. That doesn't mean it's good when Trump does it. It just means that to pretend that this is unique to Trump is to ignore American history. According to the New York Times, that view factors into the impeachment investigation against him, as does his long obsession with the origins of the Russia inquiry. House Democrats are examining in part whether his pressure on Ukraine to open investigations into theories about the 2016 election constituted an abuse of power. The move also creates an unusual situation in which the DOJ is conducting a criminal investigation into itself. And then they say, well, you know, the real reason that Barr is doing this is so that he can use Durham as a front. Like, this is the entire article is just speculation about how corrupt Barr is. Right? They're not waiting for the report to come out. And at no point did they ever suggest that the emptiness of the final Trump-Russia collusion report from Robert Mueller invalidated the investigation to begin with. Right? The investigation was valid, according to the New York Times. It was just that it didn't come up with the answer that they wanted. But here, they're trying to invalidate the entire investigation before they even know what the results are, which is, frankly, kind of Trumpian in its approach to the investigation. And this is the New York Times. They say, Mr. Barr's reliance on Mr. Durham, a widely respected and veteran prosecutor who has investigated CIA torture and broken up mafia rings, could help insulate the attorney general from accusations he is doing the president's bidding and putting politics above justice. It was not clear what potential crime Durham is investigating, nor when the criminal investigation was prompted. Okay, so you don't know anything about the investigation. You just know there is one. So the New York Times immediately calls it corrupt. And then they get into more of likelies, right? Their perspective. People who are likely to see things a certain way. They say, Mr. Trump is certain to see the criminal investigation as a vindication of the years he and his allies have spent trying to discredit the Russia investigation. In May, Trump told Fox News host Sean Hannity, that the FBI officials who opened the case had committed treason. When Barr appointed Durham to lead the review, he had only the power to voluntarily question people and examine government files. But now the criminal investigation is open. That means that there are new tools at their disposal. So the New York Times obviously is very upset about all of this. Revelations so far about Durham's investigation have shown he has focused in his first months on the accusations that Trump's conservative allies have made about the origins of the Russia inquiry in their efforts to undermine it. Durham's efforts have prompted criticism that he and Barr are trying to deliver the president a political victory, though investigators would typically run down all aspects of the case to complete a review of it. So now they're already forecasting the results of this thing before it comes out, which reads like preemptive spinning, does it not? It reads like they are very much afraid of what's going to be in Durham's final report here. They're afraid of what's going to be in the Inspector General Michael Horowitz's report. And so they're already trying to spin it away as, well, it was a selective investigation done at the behest of the President of the United States. In interviewing more than two dozen former and current FBI and intelligence officials, Mr. Durham's investigators have asked about any anti-Trump bias among officials who worked on the Russia investigation and about one aspect of the investigation that was at the heart of highly contentious allegations that they abused their powers, the secret application seeking a court order for a wiretap on Carter Page. Law enforcement officials suspected that Page was the target of recruitment by the Russian government, which is denied. Carter Page, by the way, was never prosecuted at any level for the sort of activity in which he was involved and for which he was investigated. Some CIA officials are already retaining criminal lawyers. It's not clear whether Durham is scrutinizing other former top intelligence officials as well. Durham has indicated he wants to talk to the people who ran the CIA in 2016 to find out how this whole thing started. He has not yet questioned either John Brennan or James Clapper. As Durham's investigation moves forward, according to the New York Times, the Justice Department Inspector General is wrapping up his own inquiry into aspects of the FBI's conduct in the early days of the Russia investigation. Among other things, Michael Horowitz is scrutinizing the application for a warrant to wiretap Mr. Page. So this whole article is...
We now go live to North State High School football with Brent Weber.
North State sports fans, I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's River Bowl night here on KCNR. XXVII, if you're into the Roman numeral stuff, that's River Bowl number 27. We appreciate you joining us tonight. Dan Miller will be alongside a little bit later on, and he'll be my color commentator for tonight's broadcast. We appreciate you joining us and sitting in for what annually is the biggest football affair in the regular season in Shasta County. And this year, while the odds makers might say it's a long shot, it is always a battle between Enterprise High School, the host tonight here at Community Stadium, and the Shasta, very strong Wolves team coached by J.C. Hunsaker. It is a league game, the EAL, Eastern Athletic League in Division II, and it is a critical matchup for both teams. Enterprise not out of the playoff picture, believe it or not, despite being 0-7. Shasta 3-4 and 2-1 in league. You can hear the JV game, packed house, both sides of the field. It is a ball game. It's tied at 6 with little over a minute to go. So it's one of the best JV games you've seen all year long. We talked to both head coaches, and when we come back from break, we will first hear from Shasta High School head coach J.C. Hunsaker. Of course, has been a part of Shasta County sports all his life. And Chris Combs, of course, we'll hear from him a little bit later on, the head coach of his alma mater, Enterprise High School. It's River Bowl on KCNR, back with an interview with J.C. Hunsaker. In a moment, you're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
J.C. Hunsaker, head coach of Shasta, our game of the week. Need I say more than the River Bowl? Everybody knows about it, and everybody's going to be watching and listening.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for our community to provide this kind of environment for us to play a football game in. It's 364 days of bragging rights, whether you were the class of 42 or you're going to be the class of 2020. So there's a lot that rides on it. It's that pride game that you can just carry on with you. Even if you're having a down year, you win this game, you kind of salvage your season a little bit. So should be an exciting night for us. We're hoping that we can put a good product on the field Friday night.
Well, that is exactly what you have to be aware of, because I think your opponent, and they are at home, Enterprise is one of those schools that nobody expected them to be for the season right now, I don't think. And they are a wounded team, and if they respond in kind, it's one of those proverbial throw out the records.
Yeah, let's be honest. Enterprise's season, their schedule it's a daunting schedule. You know, they played early on. They play West Valley. We all know what West Valley is doing. They've done it to all of us. Lassen, another great opponent on there. They went down to Highlands and played a game. You know, Sutter is another preseason schedule for them. Dude, they've had a schedule to play. So they're a team that I don't know if we've seen their potential yet, because it was such a tough schedule for them to get through. You know, you play your Chicos and your PVs, dude. It's those are some tough games to be in and win. And so I hope our kids understand that they are not an 0-7 ball club, and we should not prepare for an 0-7 ball club. We should prepare for we gotta be a good football team on Friday night. We know that it's the Super Bowl. Let's hype this game up. Let's have some fun and go out there and play a physical brand of Wolfpack football.
And you also had a tough, I think, a very tough testing non-league schedule that prepared you. And you mentioned, you know, getting off to a good league start, which you guys did. You know, you have done. I saw you in week 00, whatever we want to call it, sub-zero, and you had no idea, I don't think, what the personality of your team was going to be yet. It was so early in the season.
No, yeah, you know, you go through what your summer practices, trying to figure out, all right, who can we be, what do we think our highs can be, what are our goals, our expectations, and we knew we had athletes. We had to find a way to communicate to the athletes. These are your jobs, and trust your jobs. You know, we had a lot of early season growing pains on, honestly, just kids wanting to do too much instead of staying within the realm of their jobs. Once we really, fellas, trust the schemes, trust the system, trust the techniques we're working with you guys, we've turned a little bit of a corner, but our work is far from over. So we've identified that has to be our focal point with these guys is, just trust what we're doing, and then go be athletes. We'll put you as athletes in good positions to go display your skill set, and they've done that the past couple of weeks. But we want to make sure that momentum continues.
Whatever I want to call it, the Wolf Wing, the Wing T of yours. You know, it is an offense that of course can feature a back, but as the season has gone on, you really have had three or four guys carry the load depending on what the defense has given you. That tells me that this is the right makeup as far as the team goes offensive.
Yeah, we really haven't, you know, we don't have a 1,000-yard back right now. You don't have that one work horse guy. And it's probably been a better thing for us this year. We had one of our guys get a neck injury down in our first opener, Chico, young Weaver. We had to sit him. Bova had a concussion over in Eureka. We had to sit him. And then we lose one of our main fullbacks in game one against West Valley. Tears his meniscus. He hasn't seen action since. Our other fullback rolls his ankle, high ankle sprain. We've had to really limit his. So thank goodness we knew that we had some depth in those spots to be able to fill those voids, if you will. And we've just shared the load. Hey, let's just be a balanced attack. And shoot, I think our top back might be in the 300-yard range, but we got several of them there. So figure out the way you think that is best going to slow us down, and we're going to try and find the weak point of what you thought your game plan was going to be.
Well, and as we've seen as the season has gone on, that yards per carry and the time you're able to hold on to the football, that's critical for any team's defense too, because that allows your defense to maybe be a little fresher and make the big plays on that side of the football, because that's what matters in league. You got to, these teams you're playing, they can score some points.
Yeah, and honestly, that was one of our game plans going into our PV game, as we're trying to figure out our identity, is slow our tempo down. I know we've been this team in the past that has picked up the tempo, run. We wanted to slow things down and work the possession game, and we did that. Even though we ran about 15 less plays than PV, we had the ball for a longer period of time in that game, and it served us well. So possession is key for us. We want to make sure that we're winning the possession battle in terms of holding on to the football, keeping our defense fresh, and then also the never allowing that turnover bug to come up and bite you at the wrong time. So that'll be another focal point for us Friday night.
Last week I saw a game where we're at that time of year, Enterprise is getting a little frustrated, kids getting frustrated. You know it's going to be a physical game. You know there's emotions between these teams. How do you approach a game where, you know, there's not just emotions on the field between Enterprise and Shasta. There's emotions, as you said, in the stands and in the community. How do you keep young men, 15, 16, 17 years old, from getting caught up in that?
Well, the teenage mind is, as we were talking about earlier, Brandon, that's a tough thing to always have control over, right? We just hope that we've taught them the good characteristics and qualities through our program on being a ball player with good pride of your program and class to your opponent, right? No matter what plays out, whether we're on the good end of a Friday night victory for us, or we're on the bad end of a loss or whatever plays out, and it's a tight ball game, who knows? We want to make sure that we have class in that situation. So we'll just keep reiterating to the young men, hey, let's go make sure that we're ball players that play with pride, quality, and make sure that we also play with some class.
And it ought to be, it is a classic every year. Honestly, there have been years where you guys would have been considered heavy favorites, and they gave it to you. And, they are a team with rich history of their own that they're trying to regain. So just one last thought on this traditional matchup.
No, I'm blessed to be a part of it, honestly. I was able to coach football at other high schools here in the area, and you heard about River Bowl, you know, and you thought, well, what is so special about the River Bowl? Yeah, we got our own rivalry game over here, the Valley Bowl, so let's make sure, you know, and I love being a part of that. But I really didn't know until I was a part of it, going and you know, we have our week-long dress-up days, our rally. Schools are going over and decorating beforehand. The pre-sale tickets. I mean, it's a big event, you know, and we couldn't be that without the alumni and the people in our community. So it's truly a blessed thing for me to be a head coach on a Friday night to experience that, and then hopefully experience it on the right side of the game.
Coach J.C. Hunsaker, just a few minutes away from kickoff. This is the Game of the Week on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
River Bowl, Chris Combs, our Game of the Week. River Bowl should be Game of the Week in Shasta County. How are you and your kids feeling?
Excited. It's a great opportunity for our kids to play. Some of them are playing in their first River Bowl game, and they're really excited as well. So I guess we just can't wait till the kickoff gets here.
Clichés are come about because of reality, and reality is high school kids, you can throw the record out the window. There have been instances in this series where, hey, the favorite didn't come out on top. You got to keep them focused out of the gate, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. You got to get the kids, you know, get them focused on the game plan and keep them going with the game plan. It's always the unknown is always the teenage mind. You think you know what they're going to do, and sometimes they'll surprise you, and sometimes it's a good surprise. So we're ready for tonight.
You've been a part of this game. You're part of this game as a kid. You're part of this game as an assistant. Part of this game as a head coach. How does the coaching staff What is your, you see your responsibility? It's the old, you got them ready now, right? How do you guys, what do you guys focus on as coaches once the kickoff begins?
Just making sure that we have our kids in a good position to make plays, you know. You know, whether it's offense, getting them in the right formations, calling the right plays, or defensively aligning right and getting them keyed up so that they have a chance to be successful. You know, that, that we line them up and they go make the plays. That's just how the game works. So, you know, the pressure's on us to get them in the right spots, and then the pressure's on them to make the plays once they're in the right spots.
And last thing, it's kind of a follow-up to that, but let's be realistic. Hey, you guys can earn a playoff spot if you do your job heading out. I mean, that's the way this thing goes. And so these kids should have stuff to play for, right, beyond this game.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, playoff implications that go along with this game. But I think that's in the back of these kids' minds. Not right now, it's just about winning a trophy, you know, and some bragging rights in town.
Chris Combs, best of luck tonight. I hope you and your kids have a blast.
Thank you. Thank you much.
All right, it's the game of the week. It's the River Bowl. Do I need to say any more? Back with kickoff in a moment.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, profits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Community Stadium, Redding, California, in Shasta County for the River Bowl 2019. Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Weber, joined tonight by Dan Miller. And this is the football game that everybody in the county knows about, the proverbial records thrown out the window. And certainly, I think Shasta has prepared tonight for a tough matchup against an Enterprise team that is better than their 0-7 record. Shasta, 3-4 overall, but seeming to hit their strides 2-1. But we'll talk about those teams in a minute. First, let's talk, Dan, thank you for being with me tonight and being with us. Let's talk about the River Bowl, because you get chills when you think about the history of this game.
I got chills. First of all, Brent, thank you for having me tonight. I really do appreciate it. And I unexpected, but did a little bit of homework, and, you know, Enterprise 17 wins, Shasta 9. Shasta, of course, has had the last four in a row, and Enterprise started it off, and the River Bowl started in 93, which this actually, this rival has been going a lot longer.
Right.
But still, the River Bowl, it brought an essence to the Shasta County area.
And a trophy.
And a trophy, and and look at the stamps, even got a River Bowl on it. It's a bowl. But, you know, it's just a good rival team. It's across the river, and they go back and forth. They've met each other twice in the playoffs, and it's just a great game. It's like what Combs said earlier this week, obsolete.
Right, obsolete. I love that. Now, Enterprise has not won this game since 2014. In fact, it has been a dominating affair for Shasta during this four-game win streak. They've averaged more than 40 points a game, and a couple of those, Enterprise scored a bunch of points too. I would say from what we've seen, both of the, and we'll, again, we're going to talk a little bit more about it, but what we've seen tonight, if the JV game is any indication, it's up for a pretty good night.
It's going to be a close game. Enterprise is trying to find themselves, but, you know, obsolete. That's it, obsolete.
So Enterprise wins the JV game on a field goal as time expires. You never see that in JV.
No, you never see that. And it's just fantastic to see. I mean, they ran out on the field like they won the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, this is going to be a great time tonight. A lot of fun, whichever side of this great rivalry, the River Bowl, you have grown up with. You can cheer for either. You can cheer for both wherever you are. We know some folks might even be at some other games out and about in the North State and around the country, and we appreciate you tuning in tonight. So we got a few minutes, so we want to go ahead and talk about each team. I wanted to start
with Shasta. You're very familiar with Shasta. You've spent time with them over recent years. You know J.C. Hunsaker and his staff. I have not seen them since week one. Week one, it wasn't even week one. It was double zero at West Valley, and a whole lot has happened since then. And I think at first the Wolves weren't sure what their identity was going to be. They have gotten hold of that between then and now. Tell me what you know about it.
Well, I went to school with defensive coordinator Kirk Ramage, and one of the hardest hitting guys I've ever met in my life. He started off with a certain kind of defense, but he says he had to revert back to the simpler defense for him, and it's because his kids weren't getting it. Now mm-hmm. they found their identity. They know who their hitters are. They know who their blitzers are, and that's when they start putting the pressure on. Now, the offense, J.C. Hunsaker, he is a great offensive mind for just the running the schemes that he runs on mm-hmm. those. And Shasta is a running team, but just when you think they're lined up to run, then they go for the pass. Right. And it's so many different looks of that offense and the way they shift their offensive line around. It's hard to figure out for any defense.
They run their own style of the wing tee. They do it with a pistol. Now, they're throwing less than they have in some years past. They don't have a feature back per se, but they have three guys with 300 or more yards, and that makes them very tough to defend. We'll learn more about Derek Myers, who won that starting quarterback position at the start of the season and has not let go. We'll learn a little bit more about him in a little bit. On the season, just so you know, way back in week one, we brought you the broadcast. And West Valley, they've been impressive against everybody. They swept through their Shasta. They like to call it their Reading sweep.
They took out everybody. Yeah. West Valley's strong. Coach Grandel has done a great job there.
Yeah, he has. And so West Valley won game one, 34-12. Since then, Shasta shut out Corning 53-0. Lost at a very good Elk Grove team on the road, 50-14. Lost in Eureka in a game that J.C. Hunsaker felt like they should have won. That's a tough road trip, I think, for a young team. But since that time, they have played well. A very telling win was their 21-20 win over Pleasant Valley. And that right now is holding up to make them, in many eyes, of course, the favorites, I think, in league play. Red Bluff has struggled this year. They really put it to the Spartans 49-17. So that is how the Wolves got to where they are. The Enterprise Hornets, we thought from the beginning, would be a team that would compete once we got around to league time. But they also played a tough schedule for a young team in a rebuilding type of state. And so let's look a little bit at the Hornets. They are 0-7. They are 0-3 in the EAL. And last week they had a demoralizing loss to Foothill. And I can't help but think these young kids were thinking ahead a little bit, which you can't do, but their high school kids were just now I expect it'll be a different type of effort tonight against the Shasta team that maybe they feel like they'd match up better with. I don't know.
The River Bowl is so important to the Enterprise Hornets, and especially being at home, it's a lot of pride, and that pride is going to come in. What can you say about Eli?
Yeah, Eli Cortinas.
That kid is just on fire, over 1,000 yards rushing on the season, mm-hmm. and he's just a fantastic player. He averages 6 yards per carry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sets you down in third down and short, and if Enterprise gets third downs and shorts tonight, then they're going to do some impressive stuff.
Enterprise will, they have gone more to the I formation this year, but they came out last week and went back to their more wide open pro style to try to throw the ball. They have some big, dangerous receivers. One of them is Johari Johnson, just a sophomore, but I think if you talk to most of the scouts and coaches, the best athlete on the field for either team is probably Johari Johnson. They have to figure out a way to get him in the game offensively, Jason Butcher as well. So their receivers are critical to them. You mentioned Eli Cortinas, the only 1,000-yard rusher in the county. Last week against West Valley, they gave him no holes. That line of scrimmage, which you're going to keep a close eye on, is critical for Enterprise to create some holes for the big kid Cortinas because, you know, he's not Herschel Walker.
No, he's not. And that hole only is open for about a second and a half, and then that's it. It's closed.
So as we look at this team, those are some things that I know we're going to be keeping a close eye on. So let's look at Enterprise's record on the season. They opened up. They lost. We also had them against West Valley. 42-28 was that final. We saw them on the broadcast. That was the game we did. Lassen, a very good Lassen team.
Lassen is strong this year.
And that is shaping up to be our game of the week next week, Lassen and West Valley. So we'll be talking about that a little bit later on. But Lassen beat Enterprise. And then at Highlands and North Highlands, it was a close game, and that was a tough one. It was 28-26, the closest Enterprise has gotten to winning a game so far this season. Sutter began to hit their stride, and you knew they would. They're a terrific program. Sutter beat them. And then Chico just had too many horses, a little bit out of Enterprise, does not have the numbers yet to compete at that level in their league. They got thumped by Chico 55-28, a little closer against PV 45-21, and then last week shutout 38-0 against Foothill. Now, I have not seen Chico and I haven't seen PV, but tonight will tell us something. We've got the captains of each team going out right now for Enterprise. It's Zach McNeil and Pierce Embry and Eli Cortinas. And let's see who that other
64.
Captain is. All right, that other captain is Kobe Joseph. They have two Kobes on the line. Can you get the...
Yeah, you got Isaiah Pena for Shasta, and also you have Keaton Spengler. And then it looks like it's going to be Logan Thurdue.
Yeah, Logan Thibodeau.
Thibodeau. And then...
Kane Stanky.
No, the number 77, the big guy.
Oh, okay. So coach just calls him Capono.
Capono.
But and so we can
Poe.
We can call him whatever.
We call him Poe.
Poe. Yeah, I like Poe because it's kind of like I like Kung Fu Panda. But
yeah.
that being a whole other thing. Yeah, coach calls him that. I guess you'll see him as Jason Capono in the in some of the stuff. But I'm gonna say Capono. Capono, Keolino Homoki. Is his name.
Say that fast three times.
Yeah, you got it. Keolino Homoki. All right, we're going to take a little break now for the national anthem. And when we come back, we will have more on this matchup. It's the River Bowl. River Bowl number 27. I have that right. You bet. Here in Redding, California. Back with more in a moment. The Game of the Week on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show. It's first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Game of the week. It's River Bowl 27. I'm Brent Weber, Dan Miller alongside our officials for tonight's game. The white hat is Don Milligan, Rod Moore, James Kirk, Greg Coker, and Roger Wade, the officials as well. This is the Shasta Wolves and the Enterprise Hornets meeting for the umpteenth time over the years, but since they began River Bowl play, Enterprise has won 17 of 26 previous games, but Shasta has dominated in the previous four seasons, and they are on that four-game winning streak. They are also playing good football. Enterprise, this is a statement game for them. They basically have to win to have any chance of the postseason.
And it looks like Enterprise is going to receive first. They are all in black, and Shasta, of course, is all in white with purple numbers.
Well, we like to call them it's black and gold. It's not yellow. It's gold.
Oh, it's a gold. No, that's gold. Right. In fact, Shasta High School was painted black and gold.
Yeah, some of that stuff does indeed happen.
Seniors, it does.
I saw the Shasta seniors doing an old-fashioned cornhole game. And
oh, nice.
Doing some tailgating here on the road. All right, so we're just about ready to get this thing started. Again, we appreciate you joining us tonight on the River Bowl here in Reading at Enterprise High School. In front of us, the big black E with gold lettering at midfield. Shasta in white on white with the purple numerals and the purple wolf on their helmet. The wolf on their helmet. The Hornets black on black. Gold numerals, gold trim, and the golden Hornets on their helmets. Toe goes to leather, and we are underway. Johari Johnson takes it at the 3-yard line, down across the 20. Wait a minute, he skipped through and is pulled down from behind, but a terrific return and a flag on that return. We mentioned Johari. He's a guy with terrific game-breaking speed, and they took it right up the gut.
You know, Josh Akana made a great open field tackle. If he did not make that tackle, Johnson was gone.
Because Johnson has the game-breaking speed, and we mentioned the two guys that are their key receivers that you'll be looking at. Butcher is more the possession guy, averages about a dozen yards per catch. But Johansson has not caught as many balls, 14, but he averages nearly 19 yards of reception. They're going to walk off a big one. It's going to be a late hit.
It's a face mask. And, of course, Ron Milligan, the man in white, the white hat, we like to call him, the referee. He's face mask, personal foul, 15 yards. That's the only way I think Akana could have brought him down.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a midfield first and 10. They actually will be tied in Shasta territory as the ball is being placed just across the 50. Enterprise, if this were still daytime, we could see those beautiful mountains to the east. We're going from left to right, Enterprise on offense. Shasta defending that south goal. If I'm getting my directions right, just play along.
You are.
The south goal. And we do have, you can hear Don, and we will, it does sound like his mic is working, so we'll probably have a chance to hear from him again in the future. So we'll tune him in again. They're trying to get the line of scrimmage set properly, I think. Let's see. Let's listen in. Is he going to talk again? So while we get this line of scrimmage set, there'll be obviously not much, 11:52. Just getting underway, the first play from scrimmage. So Eli Cortinas, the big back, he is the feature back. He's the only feature back in this game for these two teams. Mikey Hartman does a nice job, good possession fullback. They will use multiple formations. They'll use twins on both sides. They'll use a pistol. They'll break it up, pro set, all kinds of different things, and sometimes they'll go into an old-school college eye. Pierce Embry back in the starting lineup as quarterback. He was ill last week, so he didn't get the start. He's there. Athletic guy. You give him some time, he can create. The problem has been that line of scrimmage. This is the biggest test. Enterprise has got to get some coverage for that guy up on the line of scrimmage. You're going to start out in the shotgun. Cortinas, the single guy behind him. They bring a wing left to right, and they give it right there to Jason Butcher around the right side. Gets a block, gets a couple of yards before he's run out of bounds. Alex Beltran among those on the hit. He's a senior, 5'7", 150, strong safety for the Wolves.
And this is that Rams defense. I mean, they just cover all the areas and don't let them get past them.
And they start out trying to do something other than getting Cortinas into the line. You'll like this about Cortinas, by the way, Dan Miller. He was a guard. He was a pulling guard. And he didn't have the confidence, didn't know he could play running back, and he actually credits that time as a pulling guard to his toughness if he carries in the line. Let's see if he gets the ball here again. They're going with the shotgun. This is Embry keeping right side. One man gets him off the corner, but a nice pickup of about three. It was well read on that play defensively by Keaton Spengler, the senior, 6'2", 215.
Spengler is just a big, fast-moving end, and he can just – he stops that run immediately. It didn't fool Shasta at all.
He's a all-league performer last year there, and I'm sure he's going to get some of those nods again this year. Short side is the right side, so they're right side hash mark. We've seen no quarterback under Sammer, and they just were able to get Shasta offside with the count. So Embry succeeded. He won't get a first, so this will be third and very short. It was 5.5. I don't think they've got the distance for the first down. They don't. They're going to be a few inches short, so let's see how they line up on this play if Embry's going to go under center. Enterprise likes to move the ball, to hurry up, but much like Shasta, they're doing less of that.
They do that no huddle. They just get together. He calls the plays from the line of scrimmage, and poor number 62, he totally got fooled, and that was Welch.
Yeah. Well, and we're seeing both Enterprise and Shasta, and we'll see this tonight, do less of the hurry up because they just don't quite have the big guns to keep running. I know that's something J.C. Hunsaker talked about. Embry with the keeper. And if they can get Embry going offensively on the ground game, that helps out a lot because they're going to keep Cortinas no matter what, over and over and over. First down, Enterprise. Last week they were only in Foothill territory maybe two or three times, and they weren't in Foothill territory until the fourth quarter of that game. Now here on their first possession, 10-18 and counting down, they are already inside the 41st and 10 on the 38-yard line. Embry staying in the shotgun. Cortinas is not carried yet. This time he gets it, but he's hit in the backfield, beats that man who can't sling him to the ground, beats another man, gets a block downfield, and somehow winds up picking up 6 yards. Boy, Cortinas just showed his moves. He spun around. By all accounts, should have been dropped in the backfield.
He should have been stopped right there. He broke free. I don't know how he broke free. He was in the grass, and he just flung that guy right off of him. He's like a miniature Jerome Bettis.
Yeah, that was a terrific run. Spengler had a shot at him as well, and I think Thibodeau may have had a shot at him in the backfield. So Embry looks over to the sideline. He's got second and short. Best drive that I've seen out of Enterprise in a couple of weeks. They have come out prepared. They are doing what they like to do. Single guy on the right. They've got trips to the left. One of those is a wing. Cortinas is just behind the quarterback, Embry, who looks to throw. Cortinas blocking for him, and that was just miscommunication. Just a little quick slant out on the left side. It was a timing pass, and Butcher just didn't look. I think that Embry got rid of it and just didn't hit the spot.
And I'll tell you, Beltran just stayed with him stride for stride. He wouldn't have gotten very far, but it's just a timing thing, and it was just off a little bit.
So now we have third down and 4. They are not in field goal territory. Butcher's good from 30 in, maybe 30 yards or in. They're going to go 4-down territory down here just with such good things. Looking to throw. They send a blitz. 3 guys chasing. Embry throws downfield. He actually had a guy coming back, but he's not able to get it far enough down to Wyatt Rivera. 3 defenders, and that is what Shasta does. They'll bring those front 4 and then a blitz from the edge.
They'll bring their linebackers in, but they got to give Embry more time than that. I mean, it was like half a second, and he's running for his life.
A nice job, I think, though, by I believe it was Butcher down there or Rivera to see what was happening and curl back. He had time to probably cut back towards the quarterback a little bit, but Embry got rid of it. No harm, no foul. 4th down and 4. Ball placed on the 32-yard line. So Embry gets the call from the sideline. He's got 2 receivers, 3 receivers to his left.
He's got Cortina in the slot.
There you go. Cortina's on the right side. Hasn't thrown to him a lot, but they would more likely use him on a reverse from there. And now they're calling off a play as they may lose time. He's got to get the snap off. He does. Oh, they're going to throw to right side underneath. It's complete to Rivera. Rivera turns, beats his man upfield and inside the 10, down to the 9-yard line. First down, Enterprise.
Wow, he just beat his defender right there, made him miss, and down the sideline he goes.
Wyatt Rivera is a very dangerous guy for the Hornets. He's got some downfield ability, good hands, senior 6'1", 165. They have some good size at their receivers. We've mentioned the big kid is Johnson. He's 6'2", 165. Butcher's a pretty good sized guy, just under 6 feet. Cortina's back. They've gone. This is an area where you're getting deep in red zone where you might expect them to go back to the eye, but nope, they're not going to do it. They're going to stay pro spread. Toss sweep left. Cortinas beats a man in the backfield. Touchdown, Cortinas. They gave Cortinas the quick pitch, and he immediately just zipped right past the big middle linebacker, Michael Traylor, into the end zone. Traylor over-pursued Cortinas' speed cutting back, puts Enterprise on the board. It is 6-0 with 9:17 to go.
That was a great thing. The defense went one way, and even Beltran tried to get up there. Stanky tried to get up there and close that hole, and boy, Cortinas just went right through it.
That was a real beaut. The kick, the point after by Butcher is plenty long. Nope, it was wide to the left. So it was plenty long, but he drilled it a little too hard, maybe. It's 6-0 with 9:17 to go. Enterprise has, well, they've done what they needed to do tonight. They have sent out the word, we are here to play. It's the River Bowl back with Shasta's kick return. In just a moment, you're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
I believe Bish and DeJesus will be returning the kick for Shasta, one of those guys, as the Wolves find themselves trailing in the River Bowl with 9:17 to go in the first. It is 6-0. Enterprise, Butcher set to kick off.
That is Famous Armstrong in the backfield.
Oh, Famous going to be returning.
And that's going to be number 11, I believe it is, or 21. 21 would be Myers, so I don't think Myers would be back there.
I think it's Bish. I think it's 81. So that's Famous. Big bounce. Armstrong takes it on the 12. He's going to come back to the left. He leaps over a blocker. A tackler doesn't get much more down to the 25, but good coverage on the return. I believe that was Zach McNeil.
It was McNeil, and McNeil just got leaped.
And McNeil is playing. Let's see if he's still got the cast on his arm. I believe it's gone to a soft cast, but you see on his left arm he's playing with a cast. He's still playing, much like a few years ago some kid named Vinny did. Remember he played with that cast on his arm for Shasta, Vinny Smith. 6-0, 9-11. All right, let's take a look at this wing T with the pistol. The Wolves offense, they're middle of the field. They send two guys to the left. That is the wing T, and it is tough to keep up with. I got to bring the binocs out so I can follow things. Jahari Woods, the fullback, first guy in. He's a senior, 5'8", 170.
Jahari Woods, he is their leading rusher on the season so far. I mean, he just got 400 yards last week, and he's a quick kid. It is hard to follow them.
And that is the joy of the game when you run that wing T in this misdirection offense. Quarterback out of the pistol. So he gives it to the single back behind him. Good hit, driven down to the turf. Pickup of a couple of yards. Nice stop there by Evan Sanchez. And wait a minute, the ball popped loose. Enterprise recovered.
Whoa.
The Hornets, with the first turnover of the game, will have the ball deep in Shasta territory. Oh, my. Was that Woods on the carry again?
That was Woods on the carry, and I thought he was down. It looked like he was down.
Well, there are no replays in high school football.
No do-overs either.
Nope. No, and quickly, Enterprise back out there on offense. This is the time where they will probably try to hurry up things a little bit because you got the other team. Cortinas and the quarterback, Embry. His dad calls him Gunner. Gunner looking to the sideline to get the play. He hollers out to his receivers, two of them wide to the left. One of them is Jahari Johnson. Butcher and Wyatt to the right. They give it up the gut this time, or keep it up the gut this time. Embry there. I like what they're doing. They're going more to Embry, and they did not do that last week. He didn't have much of a chance, but that will take some pressure off Cortinas. We'll have to see.
I haven't seen Enterprise at all this year, so they don't usually run their quarterback, not with Cortinas having 1,000 yards.
Now he's going to throw here. Left side, nice curl out, caught and thrown to the turf after a pickup of about 5 or 6.
Seafong.
Seafong, that's Kanoa Seafong. Kanoa Seafong, the senior, 5'9". One of several guys you'll see out there get the pass from the wing. They're not using a tight end. Embry calls in the play. Again, Cortinas.
Chess is in a man-to-man.
Yep, I would expect that means look and see what Jahari Johnson. Oh, they were going to blitz off the left side and just couldn't help himself. That was Isaiah Pena, the quiet assassin this time. Made a little too much noise.
The quiet assassin, I love that. He is a hard hitter. Him and Akana are both hard hitters.
So another break, and guess what? That gives Enterprise a first down. So right now, you know Shasta, they are making adjustments, and the coaching staff's right next to us up here in the booth, which is not fun for them. Hopefully they can't hear us. But either way, we are a Shasta County broadcast. We're just hoping this is a good game. We hope you're enjoying it wherever you are. We're not sending it back anywhere because, frankly, Enterprise gets to it so quickly we can't take timeouts very often. Our producer, Jared King, knows all about that. Okay, back in the pistol. Cortinas, he's the back, looks at his wrist. Their left side hash mark. That's a give to Cortinas. Does have the first block, so scoots outside, right side.
Wow.
Turns on the burners. Cortinas, touchdown Enterprise.
And just like that, they're up 2 touchdowns on Shasta. And that kid is quick. I've never seen, this is the first time I get to see this kid run this year.
See, and they were not able to do that last week when they held him to just 6 yards. They're not burying him into the line. But once he didn't have that first hole there, it looked like he just kicked it out and then immediately made a beeline. Terrific adjustment. No racing, wasting yardage. Cortinas, the 20-yard run. It is 12-0. Butcher with the point after McNeil is going to hold. The snap's down. The kick is up. And this time, the kick is good. So it is 13-0 with 7:05 to play. This is a shocking start. Enterprise is putting it to Shasta. Lot of football. That they did what you do. You want to come out, execute your first drive, and then whenever you get a chance to create a turnover and take advantage, they did just that.
You come out strong. You got a little help with the penalty, but you start in Shasta territory. You drive it down. You cause a turnover. You drive it in again. Right now, they're going for the throat. Enterprise is definitely going for the throat of Shasta. And you got to give that defense a little bit of rest.
Yep, 7:05 now. So Shasta will take it over. A lot of time left in this football game, of course. Got a delay. Let's listen. I think they were just waiting on Shasta Enterprise to get out there.
I tell you, Combs has got this team fired up, Brent.
Yep.
He does.
Well, we want to commend the both schools. We know it's a terrific turnout. This is a big game. There's T-shirts on both sides that commemorate the 2019 27th River Bowl.
Did you see Enterprise's shirts?
I didn't look that
close. It's our house.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So they're going to kick right. They're trying to keep it away from Famous Armstrong. So instead it goes to DJ Bish. Bish has good speed, gets it around the right side, and cuts back. He won't lose his footing. Now he's still on his feet across the 30. And Enterprise finally gets somebody to bring him down after a terrific athletic run on the return. I believe that was Evan Sanchez.
On the stop, it was Sanchez. But, I mean, he got the ball up to like 15-yard line. He only ran 15 yards. It just took like forever.
Yeah, I think he actually ran about 40 yards going back and forth. But he stayed on his feet. He's a young kid. He's just a senior, but he's a little scooter, 5'7", 155. So now you're seeing the wing tee, the pistol. First and 10 from their own 30. High snap, quarterback keep left side.
Ooh.
And penetration and drop for a big, big loss. A big defensive
Matthew.
Stop there. Mikey Hartman right in the middle of that. A young quarterback, Derek Myers, dropped.
And that was defensive back for Hornets. That was Matthew Loriga.
Three guys, Matt Luera, one of them. Terrific job. Luera was there. Hartman was there. Good penetration. Let's see if they can sustain it. It'll be second down and long. Wait a minute. We got a penalty decline, so it's going to be where they're going to place the ball. Second down and 14, I think. So the guys in the that you'll see carry the ball, Nathan Bova, Michael Traylor, James Weaver, of course. 62 and 64 switch. High snap, that's trouble. Derek Myers has to cover it. And did Enterprise get it?
Got the turnover. My. Another turnover.
High snap, he had to quickly cover it. These are things that happen with emotion. You try to do a little too much. The official, I think, may have got banged up, one of the officials in that play. So, wow. I'm not sure the chest has had two fumbles so far. Oh, Evan Sanchez and Kobe Joseph, we just were informed of traded jerseys tonight. Well, we can live with that.
Of course we can. That's a little scheme that they do.
We got two Kobes on Enterprise. My guess is they were born during the era that some guy named Bryant played for the Lakers. just a hunch I have. So, Butcher's one of three guys stacked up now. So they've stacked them up left side wide, right side hash mark. Three guys, essentially one behind the other, waiting on the play. Luera is one of them. Johari Johnson the other. And what's what they're going to do? Embry's going to keep it.
They're doing a lot more quarterback sneak in there and hanging on the ball. Emery is, I'm very impressed with this kid. He is running this offense like he owns it.
This is what we didn't see last week from them. He didn't have much of a chance, I don't think, to create. And this has got to be their plan to establish him early as a threat. And he's not a big, huge speed guy. He's not going to go like Merriman last week, racing 60 yards or something. But he shows his arm there and gets Johnson right side down inside the 10. Ah, Johari Johnson. And that was one of those athletic catches where he spun around, thrown out of bounds. Terrific balance so far in the offense for Enterprise. They have got it first and goal just inside the 10. My goodness.
Dietrich's on the stop for Shasta, but I tell you, Emery, I thought that we were going to run it up the middle again, and I thought it was going to Cortinas.
Well, Cortinas has gotten the call in this territory. The previous two touchdowns. Let's see what they do here. Pistol. No, they're looking to throw. Set up a screen left side. Turning underneath. Finally dropped. Not really a pickup. Not much. That's Kanoa Sefong, the senior.
Alex Beltran on the stop for Shasta.
So it'll be second down.
Goal to go.
Still goal to go.
But just when you think Shasta has the strong defense, Enterprise turns it around. They're controlling the clock. They're controlling the management of the time of possession.
And I asked Coach Combs about, you know, what the coaches need to do. And again, the kids are prepared. Now you've got to, you know, give them the opportunities, and they've made the right calls so far. Looking to throw left side hash mark this time. They send a man in motion. That was a Fong, but we've got some movement up front, and it's going to be against the offense.
I'll start.
So they'll move it back five. It'll still be goal to go, but the ball will be placed on about the 16-and-a-half-yard line. 5:10 on the clock. Enterprise ready to go. Again, they don't huddle. They go to the line. They get the play. This time Embry came to the sideline, got the play from the coaching staff. Now he's going to go back in, so they don't have to look for the call-in. He's still double-checking to see if they see something in the setup. Man coverage, left side, and that's where you got to look for things. Left side is actually Johari Johnson. He's the big guy looking to throw to him in the end zone. They throw it up for grabs. It's incomplete. Johnson has terrific reach. He's got good size. The defender over there on that side, I believe it's Beltran, was not able to was on him, but it was one of those where he threw it up for grabs, just threw it a little too high.
It was Fournier actually on the coverage there.
Jerry Fournier.
Jerry Fournier. But Johnson, it's just the reverse of what their original lineup was. Mm-hmm. It just put Johnson over on the other side of the field.
And they like to get him in some coverages where they think, I believe if you throw that ball a little bit more on the mark, a little less loft, maybe Gunner's got a chance to hit him there. But now it's still third down, third and 16. I give it to Cortinas. He gets hit in the backfield, stays on his feet, beats that man down close to the original line of scrimmage, down near the 5-yard line. This is going to be fourth and goal. Let's see if they're going to try to, they're going to just go for it, because either way, nope, they're sending in the kicking team, it looks like. Let's see.
Oh, this crowd doesn't like it either. They want him to go.
Well, Butcher's a solid guy. We've seen the point after. He's got the leg to get it from here. The ball will be placed on the 19, so it's about a 29-yard field goal.
29, yep. Exactly 29.
With 4:11 on the clock and now ticking down, snaps down, kick is up, and it is good.
Wow. He's got the leg.
A 29-yard field goal by Butcher. 4:02 on the clock, and it is all of a sudden 16-0 Enterprise.
And I tell you, Brent, I don't think Shasta even expected this. That makes the Combs obsolete also true.
Well, right now, you know there's a lot of football to be played. A lot of adjustments are going to be made. And we know darn well that Shasta has the offense to score and come back in this game. So there's a lot of football. We're not even out of that first quarter yet, and it's 16-0. So if this didn't get the Wolves' attention,
they're gonna have attention at halftime,
yeah,
for sure.
They better get that. They, I am sure, have the attention of this Wolves team.
So the special teams coach, or is that Combs? No, that's their special teams coach out there, kind of give him a little talk. And I know he's probably telling him, keep the pressure on, keep the pressure on, guys.
Enterprise staff, Virgil Woods, Chris Thomas, Ron Woolley, and Dal Neithammer all with Chris Combs, who came back to take over his alma mater. He spent some time at UPrep helping to rebuild to get that program off the ground. Chris wants nothing more than to get Enterprise back to the glory days. The kick is a squibbler left side to an up back, briefly mishandled, but then picked up. A little bit of a gain. Michael Traylor on the return gets down to about the 30-yard line where Shasta will take it over. We'll get you the exact yardage here in a moment. It's going to be across the 30. Looks like at about the 32-yard line with 3:58 to go. The Wolves, who have fumbled on their previous two possessions.
Two possessions. And, you know, they're keeping when they kick off, they're keeping the ball away from Thamus Armstrong, which is very smart.
Wolves going right side, picking up a few yards, and actually a nice scooch forward there for Michael Traylor, and he has a first down.
That's actually Austin Haven running the ball. That's that scheme that they run. You can't tell who's got the ball. There goes 19 right around the right side.
This one's up the gut. Pickup of a couple of yards there.
That looks
that
like
that was Nathan Bova.
That's Bova. And now he's also a good catcher for Shasta, too. But this defense, I'm really impressed with Enterprise's defense. They're just putting the pressure on them.
Second and six.
I always felt that games were won in the trenches. And right now, Enterprise is winning that trench.
Pistol, man in motion right to left, blocking ahead for Bova. Bova gets about three, close to 4 yards. It'll be third down and short.
That's our big guy, Jahari Wood, on the carry there.
So Wood's right on the carry, excuse me.
No, I thought it went to Bova first. That's that scheme that they run, and it's just so hard to see. I'm glad I got bifocals.
Leighton Dunlap is out wide to the right. You know, Dunlap was in that quarterback race at the start of the year. They don't throw much. This time, a little misdirection right side on the sweep. A nice Austin Havnan gets out of bounds down across the 30 to the 31-yard line. I am not sure if that's the right number. We need to double-check and make sure that's Austin. Because Austin's not that big a guy, is he? Looks. I haven't seen that much of Havnan, but we'll just have to double-check on that. Because there could be, because he has not played at all. So I think we might have a number change.
I don't think. You know who that looks like is Weaver.
It might be Weaver because we must have a number change, and maybe we can run down there and try to find out. Left side, that's Bova this time, and beats his man around the corner. We got a couple of flags down on the return. He's finally pushed out of bounds. McNeil, one of those guys, and Ray Nichita is the other. Johara Johnson was there.
I got a feeling it's holding on Shasta. It's going to come back.
And there you heard Don Milligan saying it's holding. So it was an That was a nice little run by Bova, but it's all called back. Yeah, maybe we can double check. I don't know if you'll need to run down there in a break. You can ask one of these coaches, but we need to figure out who that number 19 is because I'm.
You recognize that coach right there. That's Tim Naylor. Used to be the quarterback for the Shasta College Knights some years ago.
How about that?
Joined the Shasta team as their coach, assistant coach.
Again, reverse. I'd rather give up the gut. Not a whole lot of yards on that play. They need to get down near the 20-yard line.
You know, Myers does a good job of faking the ball. I actually thought that Austin had the ball.
Yeah, it looks like we've got some numbers that have changed. Myers gets the play. He's got Bish going out wide to the left, I believe. Just inside him is famous Armstrong. Armstrong now the widest to the left. They're near midfield. Little reverse. Again, we believe that's Weaver wearing a different numeral here. Down inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line. But they still need to get another 6 or 7 yards to get the first. A minute 38, minute 37 on the clock. So Johari Woods is in there. Now, Shasta, they've been known to run that hurry-up offense. Let's see what they do. They send out wide to the left, famous Armstrong. It's third down, call it 7. Man in motion left to right, quarterback looking to throw. That's Armstrong, complete at the 20. Steps back, looks for a block, who blocked the man behind the back. It's going to bring this play back. It's going to be just depending whether or not he's going to still have the first down. It was complete. Well done. He stepped back on his return to try to pick up a block, but his fellow receiver that was blocking for him out there blocked a guy in the back, and they're going to march that back. Let's listen.
Illegal block in the back. That is.
We're just trying to listen in to Don as he says that.
That is Weaver.
So that is Weaver. Yeah, checked with that. Okay.
Yep. He must have been the student that left his jersey at home.
Shame on you, young man. You didn't fool us. Well, you did fool us, but not for long anyway.
Well, that last run he had, and he kind of did that sidestep.
I told you it was James. James, of course, we first got our feel for him in that state playoff, that bowl game that Shasta lost that great year. And he had the best yards. They throw it right side in the end zone, and it is complete, a touchdown. A 28-yard touchdown pass. Did you see who got it over there?
No. I believe that's – is that famous? Armstrong.
No, I believe that's Bish. Yeah, that's DJ Bish, the senior, over in the corner.
Wow.
Getting the high fives, but he ran just a nice little front corner pet and got a beautifully thrown ball from Derek Myers, so they feel like they can exploit that coverage. It was a 20 TD pass.
Wow.
From Myers.
Myers has got quite the arm. This is actually the first time I got to see Shasta play this year too, Brent. I mean,
just inside, right at 49 seconds now. And they're going to send in a play. It looks like they're going to go for two, which makes sense. You're down 16-6. You go for two, you're halfway there.
Exactly.
And they do go for two, and they do look to throw, and wide open. This time it's famous Armstrong in the end zone for the two-point conversion.
Halfway there, Brent. And that's what Shasta has to do. They have to have some time of possession a little bit and tire out that defense as much as can. I mean, we're still in the first quarter. There's still a lot of football left to play.
So Shasta gets on the board. Then they get the two-point conversion on the pass from Derek Myers to famous Armstrong. And it is 16-8. The River Bowl is living up to history's expectations. 49 seconds to go here in the first. We're going to keep it right here. We'll keep an eye on some other scores for you, but we're going to worry about those more at halftime. Right now, you just got to kind of hitch up and enjoy the ride here.
Do you know what score is? We need to announce that the spot is at
16-8 is our score, and now Shasta, we got a penalty at the end of the last play.
Boy, it's like Grand Central through here.
Yeah. Life in a high school press box. It's okay. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
So the ball's going to be placed, kicked off from the 50. So my guess is that this is one where Leighton Dunlap will just try to kick it into the end zone. In high school football, there are no kicks returned out of the end zone. It would be a touchback. So he puts toe to leather, and it's going to be, yep, kicked into the end zone, and that means Enterprise will take it over first and 10 on their own 20, worst field position they've had.
This is actually where they're supposed to start normally on an average, but, you know, Enterprise has had good field position throughout the most of the quarter, Brent, and I'm really impressed with the Hornets.
Now, this is one of those where if they can get some kind of sustained drive, so far the clock is not on Enterprise's side right now, because they showed they got their big breaks and their big offensive plays, and it's still just now the end of the first quarter here in a moment. So they're looking for a sustained drive with their pro set offense. They're sticking with it. Midfield, Twins to the right. They give it to Butcher on the reverse from the left side. Boy, he got a knee to the helmet. It was inadvertent after he was dropped for a loss of a couple of yards on that play.
And I actually don't see a flag. Well, there is a flag down. No.
Nope.
No, that's actually one of the Hornets' shoes. Yeah, wearing yellow shoes.
I think gold. Either they got gold shoes or they got some spray paint going. Either way, it looks good. That's when I was a kid, that's what we would do. I couldn't get them white. We wore white cleats. So I couldn't get them white, so you just paint them.
I'm kind of curious, Brent. What position did you play?
Left out? No, I'm just kidding.
Left out.
Backup, defensive end, fourth string tailback, announcer in waiting, first throw to the right side. And there we've got a flag. It might be a pass interference against Isaiah Pena over there. Let's listen in. He's not using the speaker now. Mic now. Yeah, but, you may have heard the screaming from the coaches next to us.
Oh, yeah.
They did not like – I didn't like that call either, quite frankly. It just looked like contact on the play, but I am not an official. So that makes it second and short.
Whether you grab the arm a little bit or whether you pull the jersey, they see a better view than we do up here.
And it was right in front of the official. You're right. 1.9 seconds to go. So whatever happens here was an incomplete pass and a penalty. So now they will start the clock. Embry in the pistol. Gives it to Cortinas. Left side gets one. No, gets none. This time he's dropped as the first quarter comes to an end. It is 16-8 Enterprise on offense as we head to the second quarter. It's the River Bowl, our game of the week on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Brent Weber back with Dan Miller. It is a River Bowl night, so they will change sides. Now, Enterprise will be going from our right to our left. That means from south to north here at Community Stadium on a beautiful night for football. Warmed up, got close to 80 degrees today.
It was like 80, 85. I was outside working at 16 acres there in Happy Valley. I stay in Happy Valley because that's the only place that makes me happy. But this makes me happy right here. And again, thank you for inviting me, Brent. This is fun.
Oh, it is fun. And wherever you are, you can stay where you are. We're going to be here. So we'll just keep telling you the story, and you can enjoy what you're doing. Now, Enterprise has it, third and two. They give it up the gut this time to Cortinas, and he's not going to have enough for the first down. So they're going to have to punt the ball away.
And on the stop there, Josh Welch.
Penalty marker on the field.
Oh, and the penalty marker did go on the field.
Because the penalty it's against Enterprise. So
illegal shift.
Yeah, so they're going to definitely be kicking the ball away here. Embry is their punter, a good athletic punter. We've seen good line drive kicks from him. Not necessarily rugby style, but he is able to get off a good quick line drive kick and almost a pooch, keep it away from the guy. He's very good at angling his kick, so let's see. And, of course, any time both these teams use their quarterbacks as punters, anytime you got the quarterback in as a punter.
Watch out. You could have a trick play.
They do need now seven, a long seven. Setting up. Look like he is going to throw. Down the left side. That's Jahari. One-on-one coverage. Incomplete. Reached up. Got both hands on the football. But the defender, Jerry Fournier, all 5'7" of him, was able to separate the receiver from the ball.
That was good coverage. Stayed for him stride for stride and just timed that perfectly for that block.
That was one of those where Jahari's still just a sophomore. His size, he was able to get both hands on it, but once the defender, once he touched it, wrapped him up, and he was not able to keep his hands. So I was wrong. That was only third down.
Okay.
This is fourth down.
Woo. I was going to say, woo. Enterprise, you got the lead. What are you doing?
They're listening to the announcer. Good punt by Embry this time, and they were just going for the block there. It hits it about the 40 down inside the 30, where it will ultimately be downed by Enterprise's Zane Pixton. The junior is able to down it for the Hornets, and that is where Shasta will take over, unless we've got another penalty on the play. It looks like there's some discussions going on out there.
So I notice you call Emery Gunner once in a while. Is that his nickname?
That's his dad. I work with his dad and one of my jobs, and I'm sure his dad is here, Chris, and he calls his little guy Gunner.
Wow.
Yep.
He does have a pistol.
Yes, he does. And he's just a tough little kid. Young man. He's not a kid, right?
No, he's senior.
Yep. Well, he missed all of last season. Battled back. He took that, got the starting job, and he's not giving it up. Let's see now if Don's going to tell us what's going on. Come on, Don Milligan. So, personal foul and holding both. Against Shasta
so
on the return.
Okay.
I believe it was on the return, so they would have been the defensive
team.
So
they still keep the
possession. Still keep the football, but then they are going to walk 15 off, I believe. You know, we're going to sort this out, take 30 seconds, and when we come back, we'll tell you where the football is. It's the game of the week on KCNR.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR. North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
We are trying to figure all this out, but you know what? You were right. It wasn't on the return. What are we doing here?
Yeah, Enterprise has the ball. Do they or did you?
No, that's not the way that is the way the chains were set up, but no, chains were wrong. I'm like, wait a minute, how did Enterprise get the ball? Chains were set up wrong. I believe they still may be marching off some yards. They're just getting the chain set on about the 28. There's a personal foul. They should mark those off.
Now, the ball originally landed on the 28-yard line.
Yeah, and that's where it is now, on the 28. So now they should mark off for the personal foul.
Another 15
against
yards.
Shasta, 15. And that would make it first and 25, unless somehow Don Milligan is... he's still trying to sort it out with his guys.
Well, he's got Rod Moore there with him, and he's also got James Kirk down there and Roger Wade.
You mean they can't send it to the office in New York and have
them
sort it out?
They can't send it to the office in New York and have them make
We don't want them to send it to the northern section in Sacramento, do we?
No, we don't.
Recapping, Enterprise scored first. It was Cortinas, a 10-yard run with 9:17 to go. They missed the point after, and it was 6-0 right out of the gate. Then Shasta fumbled. Enterprise took over. Cortinas again, this time from 20 yards. They kicked the conversion there, made it 13-0, and then Shasta fumbled again on their next possession. and Enterprise again turned it into points. This time an impressive field goal of 29 yards that made it 16-0 at that point with 4:02 to go in the first quarter. So now they're marching off the 15 as it will be first and 25 when Shasta does ultimately take over. Now Shasta came back on their next possession and did a nice job. They, much like Enterprise, they got their offense going, some misdirection, and they went both ways and wound up going to the air. When they do pass, and you mentioned this, they have been successful, and this time it was Bish from Myers, 20 yards, and they got the two-point conversion through the air to Armstrong, and that's where we stand, 16-8.
And the most important thing is, Brent, is they controlled the clock, and they took some time off of that and finally got everything going.
So when we do finally get it going, the ball is now being placed outside the 15.
But it is first and 10. It won't be first and 25.
Ah, you're right.
Because it was a punt.
You're right. You're right. So it's first and 10 from way back.
I'm glad they got that settled.
Again, the quarterback going left. Is he going to throw? No, he tucks it under and rolls right over his defender there, stepping up to make the tackle. Was Matt Luera, but boy, I saw some toughness from Myers on that run, the 6'2", 180-pound junior.
Now, forgive me if I'm wrong, but do I see Butcher out there playing defense too?
Yes, Butcher is a key factor. He's one of their linebackers, Butcher, Borges, Mitchoff. Remember, they're playing without Roberto Cruz out for this week after being hit with the unsportsmanlike conduct and being tossed out of last week's game. So they are missing one of their best linebackers. Left side. Beating Butcher and one other man, complete to, and now making a turn upfield. That's Nathan Bova. He's going to go down to the 10. Will he go all the way? No. The one man who could catch him, Johari Johnson, who was on the other side of the field, came all the way and tackled him down at the 5-yard line. But Bova, who has been deadly as a receiver, coming into this game, 11 receptions, 3 of those for touchdowns. He nearly ran that one all the way back. He did a great job freeing up from his, should have been dropped back on the 35.
He should have been stopped, and, you know, he just broke free, and he was gone. He was winded by the time he got to the 40-yard line on Enterprise's side of the field.
All right, let's figure out who's where out there on the field right now. Myers, a quarterback, gives it on the reverse right to left, drop for a big loss on that play was Blake DeJesus.
DeJesus out there, you don't see Weaver out there right now. I wonder if something could be wrong with Weaver. He's wearing number 19 tonight instead of 20.
Weaver's had some injuries this year. He's had injuries in the past, so he's missed some time. 10 minutes and counting down, 10, 17, 16, 15. Let's see.
And it looks like Dunlop's coming in.
Now he's back out at that wide receiver. We've seen him there tonight. He's in single coverage on the right side. They give it up the gut this time, spinning, moving. And did he kick the football free? Was it a fumble by Weaver? It was! Weaver fumbles, and Enterprise recovers their third fumble of this first half.
Boy, just when you think you're moving the ball and you're doing well, you know, costly mistakes, Brent, they're going to hurt you every time.
Well, that penalties and fumbles, turnovers, I mean, my goodness, you win the turnover, you lose the turnover battle, you usually lose the game.
I would expect a lot of turnovers and a lot of fumbles if it was pouring rain or if it was ice cold, but not on a beautiful night like tonight.
Well, it is obvious that the Hornets are tackling that football tonight.
No, they're punching it out of there.
10:02. Wow, that's what's on the clock. Enterprise has not good field position, but they'll take it on their own 11-yard line. Reverse from left to right. Butcher, he is dropped for a loss, dangerously close to the goal line, down at the 3-yard line, but great penetration over there.
Pena, Isaiah Pena breaking through.
Comes from that inside linebacker, and they give him a lot of freedom. They send those guys a lot. They'll bring those backs. They'll bring Akana with his speed from one side.
And Spangler. Spangler was on that stop, too.
Kenton Spangler, that force on the edge on that side. Now they have trips out wide left. So moving right to left, Enterprise on offense. Cortinas and the quarterback are in the end zone. They give it to Cortinas. Slashes left side. Got a nice hole between the left guard and left tackle that time. Gets some good breathing room. Back down around the 8, 9, down to the 10. So it'll be third down and 11. But anytime you're not throwing out of your end zone, okay, on third down, you're happy.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get that ball away from that goal line, because if it's a slick ball tonight, guess what?
Could have in possession. And as you know, the defensive coordinator for Shasta loves to bring some folks in a situation like this. Third and 11 down the – I would not be surprised if you ran some kind of draw to Cortinas, the county's only 1,000-yard rusher so far this year.
I'm really impressed with Cortinas. First time getting a look at him this year.
Now, Emery's going to throw a quick slant into Johari Johnson, incomplete. Just threw it just behind him a little bit.
Yeah, I was just a little bit off. I mean, Gunner, he's got a gun.
Yeah, just a little behind Johnson, because that's one of those goal line kind of plays. You see that in the NFL all the time. That slant in, big guy, hard to beat him. They wanted to get the ball on his hands and see if he could run with it. Didn't happen. Incomplete. So fourth and 11. Gunner will be in the end zone looking to punt the ball away. And he has been very good at just getting off the ball. Even if he gets a bad snap, let's just see what happens.
Okay, now Shasta has somebody back deep, and it looks like Pena.
All right, low snap, but he gets it off. End over end. Bounces on the 41-42. Johari Johnson is there to try to down it at the 47-yard line. Could have been worse if you're an Enterprise fan, and as far as their defense is concerned, they're ready to get back out there. They stripped the ball away three times in this game, and Shasta had their best drive of the game.
And we got people booing here. Why?
Well, no, what's going on here? Oh, we just maybe missed something, but that's all right. They're going to talk again, maybe through a flag. I don't know.
Oh, they got the meeting of the round table out there.
That looks like Milligan and his merry band of striped men, and we appreciate that, have gotten it all sorted out. Now let's see what Enterprise can do. Hey, Shasta right now, not showing pass. They're showing that Wolves wing tee. Pistol giving inside. This time it's Jared Woods. You want to get it back into Woods' hands, because, you know, if he's fumbled
late
the ball.
Flag.
Oh, got a late flag there. But you know what I mean? He fumbled one of his, I think, his previous carry. You want to make sure you get these guys confident in carrying the football again.
It's actually Woods has had two turnovers tonight. Right up the gut every time when he runs, you get it back into him immediately to get that confidence back up to him.
And let's see what it's going to be, Don Milligan. Ooh, face mask on the tackle.
Whoa.
So that is a break for Shasta so far. Shasta's been kicking themselves in the backside with their own penalties. That's a big break for them, because it gets their offense that much closer to the end zone. Enterprise's defense now has been out there for a little bit this quarter.
They have been. But you know what? They're playing aggressive. And you're going to make mistakes once in a while, grab the face mask. But I believe you're right, Brent. They are going for that ball.
All right, let's see what they do. Sending out wide to the right. I'll figure it out in a minute. Looking to throw. Left side is Myers. He's got single coverage with Fish. And it is complete. Touchdown.
Wow. Just like that.
That's that Fish. I believe that
was
Fish.
That's Armstrong. That famous Armstrong there in the corner. What a great throw. Only where Armstrong could get the ball, over there in the left corner.
Terrific reception.
And you know they're going to go for two here.
Right.
That was Armstrong.
Turned up the wrong mic there. Like I did that,
no,
I thought it was Bish over there.
That was Armstrong.
Okay, thanks.
Oh.
All right, they're going to call timeout. So Enterprise got a look at what the two-point conversion. So it makes sense. Go for two here. It's what most folks would do, 16-14. Shasta coming into this game would be considered heavy favorites. They've played really good, very good football in the EAL coming in. Enterprise has not played their best football coming into this game, but we know they have talent. We've seen them utilize it. We've seen them playing up to their potential to this point.
And you see that talent tonight. I mean, Enterprise is playing aggressive, hard, smash-mouth football.
And they're going to have to do that all the way, because when Shasta gets that offense going, Without a featured back, it's even that much more difficult because they have three very strong backs back there, and it makes it all that much more difficult to find tendencies to stop. They so far have thrown the ball to their most to their biggest advantage. How many yards was that again on that play?
That was like a 15, 20-yard pass. Yeah. They were actually at the 30...
29-yard line. No?
They were at the 29. Yes, you're right. 29-yard line. There's the sticks still out there. They were at the 29-yard line. Boom.
So from Myers to Armstrong on the far left side, we could, that dark zone there where I couldn't see and I didn't trust you.
I didn't trust myself.
Looking like they're going to run. Oh, quarterback falls as he hands it off to Weaver. But we had a whistle before that. And so what's the call?
Actually, I don't think there was a whistle there.
He just didn't get in. Okay, yep. So he didn't get in. And that means the two-point conversion fails. And with 7:55 to go here in the first half, it is 16-14 now. As Shasta doing what we expected them to do, you know, to close that gap. And now we have some kind of football game in River Bowl 27.
Well, you know, Brent, I actually thought that this was going to be a walk away because Enterprise, the Hornets, they're trying to find their identity, but I think they found it tonight. Well, I went through my analysis here. I couldn't find one star defense player that they had, and then I'm going to give it to the whole entire defense.
So
that's
far.
How strong they've been.
So far, Butcher has been a big factor. You can see what Johari Johnson can do with his speed. Luera strong on the tackle. And McNeil, of course, with that broken wrist, he's still out there playing. So here's my thought. I know it's early. It's the River Bowl. Any chance that Shasta, you know, tries an onside kick here?
No, I don't think they're going to. I think they want to pin them back and let the defense do what they do. And, you know, defensive coordinator Rambidge is going to bring the heat, basically what he calls the heat. He's going to blitz them as much as possible. Stick on that man-to-man defense.
Leighton Dunlap. Oh, yeah, he's kicking.
Dunlap with the kick.
Butcher calls for it, and he has it at the 9. Follows the wedge now, kicks it right side. That's McNeil, actually. McNeil down across the 20. So decent return. Enterprise struggled with that last week. Again, they seem to have solved some of their issues from a week ago, and they will take it over as the clock will tick down near 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. If you're the Hornets, you want a sustained drive here. If you're the Wolves, you'd like to get it back, take a lead into halftime.
Yep. I mean, you've got to bring the pressure on defense, but, you know, that offense, they have to control, manage the clock, march down the field. Even if you come away with 3, you're looking good still.
All right, so Gunnar Embry, the quarterback, looks to the sideline. He's moving right to left. He has right side, near the right side hash mark, but still midfield. He's got single coverage on 2 receivers off to the left. The far left is Johari Johnson. You have to know where he is at all times. Butcher's over to the right, one of your receivers there. Now they send in motion Sefong left to right, but the quarterback's going to keep. He gets pushed in the backfield and covered up and dropped for a loss on that play, jumping up Antonio Mazzotto, one of the guys to help in the stop.
Mazzotto just broke through that line. He read that play perfectly.
It was a nice job by Embry. He saw that was sealing off. He wasn't going to get to the edge, so he cut inside. But Mazzotto got his hand in there, and I was impressed that he was able to bring him down. Good tackling, good technique there defensively. He's lining up right now, Mazzotto is, at the right side end. They've made some personnel switches. They've got their 8 in the box up. They're letting their guys go man. They wanted to throw, but Embry had no chance. They brought the house, and the house just came down on Embry.
Trailer.
Michael Trailer, yeah.
Michael Trailer just looked like nobody even touched him. He just came walking into his house.
Yeah, that is what Shasta does. Cortina's actually a very good blocking back, but he didn't have any chance to help out there.
Well, they moved Cortina's into a slot there, mm-hmm. And Shasta read that. And again, Coach Ramage, he just brings the heat, brings an all-out blitz.
So 3rd and 17, shotgun. Cortina's to the right, standing on his own 13, or 8. Gunner goes left to Johari, and just out of his grasp, Jones had a step, had a slight bit of separation there on Fournier. If he just takes a little bit off that one, or if Johnson can get that extra step, he might have still be running.
If he would have taken a little bit off that, Fournier would have been called for a pass interference.
Oh, would he?
He was just coming right on him. He stayed stride for stride, but the height difference is unbelievable.
All right, so we're going to have another, looks like a 4th and 17. So Embry's going to be punting again. This time he's on his own goal line.
He's kicking to Bish there. Yeah,
looks like Bish is there on the standing on the Enterprise 46.
Oh.
Did not get a good punt off here, but I don't think it's going to be a bad result for Enterprise because there'll be no return and it'll roll dead on the 49, and that's where Shasta will take over 1st and 10 with 5:57 to go. It's our game of the week. It's the River Bowl. Enterprise still leading 16-14 on KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
I think Shasta has gone back to their hurry up. We are back on KCNR. Brent Weber with Dan Miller. They are moving quickly, and I know J.C. Huntsaker said they were doing less of that, but I think they feel that Enterprise might be getting a little slowed down on defense. This is Weaver on the reverse from the left side. They'd actually got three on the first down from Boba. Now Weaver, reverse left to right, doesn't get much, but they're trying to stretch Enterprise's defense out. Enterprise doesn't have the depth that Shasta has, even though the numbers look similar on the sideline. And they're starting to kind of, the Wolves are starting to sniff it out a little bit and hurrying it up a little bit more, I think.
They're just taking their time and they're eating the clock up. But, you know, I you can't count out Enterprise. You can never count them out, any team, during the River Bowl because this is what it's about. This is what they love. This is what they live for.
Derek Myers, the quarterback, he's in the pistol. Motion left to right. Now he's looking to throw. Rolling left. Has good coverage there. Throws underneath. Is it complete? Over on the left sideline. Terrific catch by Famous Armstrong. Is it complete? Yes, it was.
Wow.
It was thrown the only place that you could throw it and get a completion. Underthrown. Armstrong had to dive back towards his rut line of scrimmage, and he makes the catch down on the 36-yard line.
Well, you know, the defensive back was right on him. He threw it the only place it can go.
Yep. Now they give it on the reverse, left side to right side, going, turning back upfield, getting back near maybe a pickup of about 9. Was that Charles Dietrich?
That was Dietrich. That was Dietrich on the play.
They were getting
a little spin move, too.
Yeah, showed some nice speed there. Bish is out wide to the right now. He's in single man-to-man with Johari Johnson. Sometimes that's a way to also get Johnson, one of your best defenders, certainly your best cover guy, out of the play as far as tackling goes. Again, running that wing. T, it's on the ground, but it's picked up this time by Myers. Myers gets back across the line of scrimmage. Or no, he doesn't. He's dropped at about the 30, but there's a flag, and I think... Let's just see. I'm not going to guess. A couple of things looked like they were going on over there.
Well, it could be a hitting on a defensive player, but he's got enough for the first down right now.
I was trying to see where he got. I was looking to the left down at the 30. It looked like he got the first. Let's see. They're talking it over. I think the penalty's going to come back behind the play. That's why I initially said I thought he had the first. Let's listen. Blindside block. And that's what I saw. That is a big swing of old momentum's pendulum.
Well, you know, he was just, the defender thought he was going to get on him, and I didn't even see who he hit, but just came out of nowhere and just clocked him, leveled him.
Well, I'll tell you what, Myers saved the day to start with because there was a little bit of a mishandle between, well, there was definitely a mishandle on the handoff. Ball is on the ground.
And Myers picked it up.
And Myers picked it up and almost got a first down out of it. So it'll still be second. But now they are on the 46-yard line of Enterprise. This actually gives Enterprise's defense a little catch of the breath. You know, if I'm Enterprise, I'd even think if they hold them here, I might even call a timeout. Just give my defense a chance to give our offense maybe a little more time. And somebody is going to call timeout. Shasta's going to call timeout. 3:25 to go in the half. Enterprise up 16-14. It's the game of the week on KCNR.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
There's going to be something special at halftime, and we'll tell you more about it a little bit later. And I was hoping we could maybe get Ryan O'Callaghan to come up here. I didn't get a chance to talk to him and ask him, but the Enterprise Hornet product, former NFL star, and has a new foundation.
Doing great
things. Yeah, doing great things. And he's going to be presented a $1,000 check by Shasta County Sports for his foundation. We'll tell you more about that at halftime.
Beautiful.
All stars come out for River Bowl, don't they?
Oh, they do. They do.
All right, it's a big play here. Second and 20, 3:25. Shasta used a timeout. Each team has two timeouts remaining. If Enterprise can hold them here, push them back, I wouldn't be surprised to see them call a timeout. They give it on the reverse. Left to right, they're looking to pass off the reverse. Downfield, separation, but intercepted by Johari Johnson at the 18.
And that wasn't Myers throwing. That was kind of a trick play there.
I believe it was Dunlap, wasn't it, on the reverse?
That looked like it was Dunlap throwing and just underthrew it.
If it wasn't, it was DeJesus. But either way, I saw one on that jersey. Hey, you know, little reverse option pass, and he chose to throw it. And actually, Johnson was on the inside. If he can get it deeper, he might get that completion. But instead, it is Enterprise football. Fourth, first half turnover, and we got the officials now talking things over with two teams. And sometimes when you see this, when they call both teams in, the officials, it may be Don Milligan saying, hey, guys,
let's settle down.
Let's settle down. Keep your mouth shut. It's the River Bowl. We know it. We know you guys love each other. You're all going out for pizza and soda after the game. But right now, let's just keep it calm and play some football. And with 3:16 to go, now if you're Enterprise, boy, you can slice off a big chunk of momentum if you can do something here. They give it on the inside. That's Cortinas. He cuts back and back again from his right to his left, and he's finally slung out of bounds. Boy, that could get you 15. Need to be careful on that defensively because that was Alex Beltran who had him, and he really slung him there right in front of the official. He's probably lucky he didn't get flagged.
You gotta cool it off a little bit. It's an emotional game.
It is. 3:05. Now on the clock, again, why isn't Enterprise going to, you know, they're trying to move quickly here, so you want to use up all this three. You want to get it downfield, and I guess they're going to, I wouldn't be surprised to see them throw the football here. Let's just see. So their left side hash mark, moving right to left. Trips are up to the right. Butcher's one of those guys up there. Rivera's up there. Where's Johari Johnson? You need to know that at all times. He's your wide out to the left, and Cortinas in the backfield. Shasta looks to bring, and they do. They bring eight guys, and they still give it to Cortinas up the gut, and he still gets a couple of yards. He's a tough kid, and I mentioned to you, he was a pulling guard when he started playing up until this year, and all of a sudden he's a junior star running back.
And I just figured it out, too. He is wearing Jerome Bettis' number.
Oh, the
26.
Bus.
I mean,
we're going to have to start calling Eli
big.
The bus.
The bus.
I don't think he's quite that. But you've seen,
no,
you've seen Jerome
he's more like
commercials
the
lately, haven't you? You don't want to be quite as big as Jerome.
No, you don't.
He earned it. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen a big man move like that since Earl Campbell.
Yeah. The Natron Bomb used to do that for San Diego. You're
That's
a Chargers
true.
Fan, right? Give on the inside. No, is he going to throw? Quarterback Embry. He keeps it. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Not much more. If you're Enterprise now on third down, no, they're not going to call timeout. It's Shasta that's going to call timeout. So I'm a little, you know, I'm not surprised Enterprise hasn't moved the ball as well their last few drives. So they just wanted to get to halftime, use up the rest of the clock, and instead Shasta says, hey, we got two timeouts left.
We're going to use one of them.
We got them now at, you know, a pretty third and seven, and in Enterprise territory. And I'm sure that Virgil Woods and Chris Combs are talking to their kids right now and saying, guys, we need you big. Hey, there's my old buddy, the photographer for Channel 7 down there, doing the job, shooting some highlights on the field. He went to Enterprise, I think.
Adam?
Adam.
Yeah, I ran into his dad. Eddie, down there. Eddie, he was on the field, or he was on the phone there, and I said, Eddie, hey, no talking on the phone and watching football at the same time.
Well, you know, he's the governor of Reading.
Yes, he is.
He's never been mayor. He's the governor.
He is the governor of Reading.
And he is a wonderful man, and Adam's a good friend there, and see him down there shooting highlights.
Eddie does so much for the kids.
Yeah, he does.
And that's what the North State needs.
Oh, and that's what Enterprise is, a family of generations, and, you know, rebuilding this program. Boy, this game's going a long way towards doing just that. So here we go.
Is it fourth?
Third? No, it's third and six.
Okay.
Now not third and seven. Looks like they picked up a yard when I was sleeping. Embry rolling right. Uh-oh, he's dropped for a loss. So they brought the defenders. They brought off of the edge there. That was Rundell coming from one of the corners. He's sacked, and now Shasta's going to use, I believe, their last time out, which makes complete sense. They're going to force Enterprise to punt. It'll be fourth, and yeah, they'll be punting. The ball's placed. See, it's going to be back on the 26-yard line. Fourth down, 14. They've got a punt. They can't run the play out. And as I mentioned, if Enterprise was feeling confident offensively, they might have used their timeouts. If they'd gotten a couple of first downs, they would have. But they didn't, and then Shasta held onto those timeouts, using them now.
And dropping them for a loss, that just helps, you know, that much more. Enterprise has to be smart here.
And that is what Shasta's personality has been on defense. They brought Rundell from one of the corners, actually probably from a free safety position. So he gave up some coverage there, and they covered it.
I noticed Shasta doesn't have anybody back deep. But now there he goes.
Vish is back. Oh, they'd love a block.
They would love a block here. Anybody would love a block right here.
Embry doesn't have a huge long leg. He just usually gets rid of it. That's more like what he does, a line drive, end over end. Ball's going to roll, and now Vish is going to have to let it die, and it will be down by Johari Johnson on the 27-yard line.
No timeouts left. 1:31 left in the first half.
And 1:30 now. It ticked down. Let's just see. So that is where Shasta will take it over. They had some big plays. They're big plays. They had a nice run called back that Bova had. Their big plays have been through the air, and that's where you overplay the wing tee. You do that, and you can get killed on the quick hits, and that's what they've done with Bova. So now let's see. Is that Woods in the backfield with him?
Single man
in the backfield, two wings. They give it. No, he's going to throw. Looking to throw left side. Myers. Now Myers rolls right. It's complete to Weaver down at the 32. He's got a first down across and out of bounds. No, he did not get out, did he?
Oh, yeah, he stopped clock.
The official first was waving his arm as if he did not get out of bounds, and he did not. It's the clock is still ticking.
This is not hurry-up offense, but I guarantee you they've got three plays already.
I don't think he got out of bounds, and that's why. Looking to throw, play-action pass, down the left side. That's famous. It's through his hands, incomplete, just a little bit overthrown over there. Matt Luera was there on the coverage, the senior 5'11 corner.
You get a one-on-one back there in the corner, Brent, and that could go. Oh, holding offense.
So that does not help. Now Shasta's got, they can try to go for it a couple of plays. They could do that same thing as long as, you know, Enterprise hasn't been dropping them for sacks. They haven't been necessarily getting to Myers so much as they've been stopping the run.
But they have been getting that ball.
Yep. Four first half turnovers for Shasta, and my guess is that has not happened this year. I don't know for sure.
I couldn't tell you, Brent, but, you know, Shasta usually doesn't fumble the ball like that. Shasta that I know. Oh, now somebody calls timeout, and it's got to be Enterprise because Shasta's out of timeouts.
All right, so timeout is called. We're going to keep it right here, 1:03 on the clock. Now, yep, it was Enterprise. So Enterprise, they'll probably go for the block right here. If you're Shasta, you just kick away from – you kick away – from anybody. You just want to let it roll dead somewhere. Don't kick it out of bounds.
But is it fourth down already, or is it?
Oh, no, you're right.
Is it first?
No, I think.
They got a penalty.
That's right.
Holding, so, yeah, it's still first down. So they're going to, you know, I look at Shasta to probably run the clock out.
That's what they're going to try to
they
do.
They tried to go for their deep pass one-on-one. Then
you're right, succeed. It is first. First and 25.
Is Callahan coming out? O'Callahan?
Where is Ryan?
I'm looking on the field, and I see T.J. Holmes down there.
Yeah, T.J. is going to be presenting. The guys are going to be presenting Ryan O'Callahan. He's not allowed to play. Come on, Dan. O'Callahan. Hit as he throws it, and it's intercepted by Butcher on the Enterprise 47. Butcher interception, and only 6 seconds tick off the clock. 54 seconds in this half, and Enterprise has the football.
Just like that.
Wow.
Boom.
Wow. Fifth turnover, and you can credit the Enterprise pass rush with creating that one because, quite frankly, Myers got leveled as he was throwing the football.
And that's why the pass was just sailed in. It just looked like it caught some wind and just took off a little bit.
They had three defenders on one receiver back there. It was an ill-advised pass, but at that point, you just don't want to fumble it. And they're going to look to throw. Embry looking across the middle to Jahari Jones. It's complete at the 35 down to the 32-yard line. And they remember, they have a good field goal kicker.
Jones getting up slowly.
Jahari, yep. Are they going to call their last time out here?
No, they're going to run.
They have twins to the left. Saifong inside of Jones. Single back is Eli Cortinas. They can't overplay anybody here. Looking to throw. Embry right side overthrows everybody, and that may have been by design. It wasn't there. Clock stops. 34 seconds.
And Johnson is hurt a little bit. He's slow. I mean, Butcher, the pass was intended for Butcher, but Johnson is moving really super slow there.
Well, let's see. He wants to stay in. He probably just got a little bit winded there. Took a pretty good hit. His coaching staff was checking with him, and he's got his hands on his hips. He's not coming out. You're not going to get that from him.
Oh, no.
So Saifong is there. Gunnar Embry gets the signal from the sideline. Virgil Woods tells him what he wants him to do. He's back in there. Right side hash mark. They've got a wing off to the right. Twins wide to the left. Embry looking to throw out of the shotgun. They're bringing the kitchen sink, rolling right, throwing towards the end zone, coming back. It is tipped and incomplete.
Wow.
And no flag down there. Two receivers were there. Two defenders were there. Still plenty of time in football. Football time, 26 seconds.
26 seconds is an eternity in football.
Well, you know, with Butcher's leg, right now you'd be talking, and they're going to use their final timeout. I mean, you're talking too long a kick right here, 30. You know, it'd be on the 33, 40, it'd be a 50-yard kick. But if you got it down around the 20, then you're looking at a 37-yarder, and that might be within his range.
Well, they just used their final timeout, so now you have to go for a down-and-out pass and get it out of bounds so you can get the field goal unit down there. And I believe Butcher does have the leg.
Well, 26.3 seconds. It's third down. You got two plays left. So you could still try, you know what I mean? You could still try to, you know, throw under. Heck, I'm not surprised. If you were going to run the ball, that would have been the play to do it when you had that timeout.
Yes. Now that you don't have timeout, Shasta knows that they're going to throw it. They got to go down the field, but you got to get out of bounds as soon as possible. You don't have enough time. 26 seconds. 26.3 is actually an eternity still in football.
But it's third down.
It is third down. Right. You got to get out of bounds. You got to get the first or at least get 10 more yards.
Right side hash mark. Trip to the left. Single back wide. Single receiver wide to the right. Cortinas in the backfield. They're trying to get the defense offside, and he did it. The quarterback, Pierce Embry, was able to induce some defensive contact.
Capono is first one across.
Well, they have been getting to Embry. They've been penetrating. The defense has definitely been pushing back.
Oh no. It's a false start on offense.
So the false start. So obviously somebody touched somebody from that side before they touched somebody from that side.
I like the way you described that.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
You know.
I noticed that they're doubling up on Capono. They have to.
They have to. And that leaves it open for anybody you bring from that linebacking core. And they are all up front. And they're bringing six. Throwing it downfield, out of bounds. And they had Butcher open down the left sideline. Or does that say Fong?
That was Butcher. He was wide open.
Yeah, he was underneath. They had double coverage, if not a zone over there. And he was underneath it, beneath it. It's a lot of the same thing that West Valley wound up doing when they took the pass away. So in that case, Embry's either got to throw it away or throw it underneath, and that's what he did. So,
well, Johnson started going to the right of the field, and Fournier went with him, left Butcher wide open. The closest guy was Beltran, and he was still like 5 yards away from him.
Penalty against Shasta, though.
Oh.
They're going to walk off a biggie, and wow. I guess we should quit talking and pay attention. Huh?
somebody said something down there that somebody didn't like.
Yeah.
That's an automatic first down, isn't it?
Yeah, they marked 15.
Yep.
So they're pulling the chains. Boy, that's the break. That is, you know, Shasta can blame no one but themselves in this game so far. I mean, fortunately, they're in this game. It is not as if Enterprise has blown, you know, has scored 40, but still. Left side throwing Johari in double coverage in the end zone. Incomplete. Batted away at the very last moment by Jack Rundell, who got a hand on the football, I think. Johari Johnson had it in his grasp.
He had it. He timed that perfectly. You got to go for the shot in the end zone. You are in field goal range, and I believe Butch has got the leg for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got two more shots to take in the end zone.
And we're looking at a 40-yard field goal, which would be his longest. I don't believe he's even tried one that long. But we saw him kicking the point after. Early in the year when I talked to Combs about it, he said he was, you know, totally comfortable 30 in, so that would be a big one. But we saw a good field goal from him earlier. Looking to throw. Second down, 11 seconds. Across the middle.
That was in Johnson's hands and right out of it.
Yeah. And Seifong wanted an interference call over there. So Embry looks down the left sideline, 8.7. They can run one more play. And if you throw it, you can throw it away. But you'd like to get somebody on a down and out, get it out of bounds, get Butcher the chance to kick it. Because you know what? And I don't expect Shasta to turn it over 5 times in the second half.
And be this far behind.
But field goal could be big if the game stays tight like it is.
Shasta gets the ball and started third.
Throwing it left side. Johari has single coverage this time in the end zone. It's batted away at the last second. Terrific coverage by the Shasta Wolves defense. I believe it was Beltran on him that time, wasn't it?
That was Fournier.
Was it Fournier that
Fournier
time?
Fournier on the coverage.
And that is an incomplete pass. And it'll be fourth down, and we're going to get our look with 3 seconds. That's what I said. You can throw it. You get an incomplete. You got one chance to kick it.
Look at this. They're going to go for the field goal here, Brent.
Ball set on the right side hash mark. Butcher. Embry's going to hold. No, it's actually McNeil holding. Butcher looking to kick a 40-yard field goal. Snap. Down. Kick. Up, has the distance, and it is good!
Wow.
A 40-yard field goal. The clock never started.
Well, that is going to end. That's going to be halftime, but a 40-yard field goal.
Amazing. Well, the longest field goal that we've seen in our game of the week this year, and that makes it a 19-14 lead, and they are going to run that time off, and we're going to halftime. The Hornets are putting the sting on the Wolfpack tonight. It's a long way from being over, but this is the River Bowl, folks.
That was an impressive 40-yard field goal. You got to love it.
What did you expect? It's the River Bowl 19-14 at halftime. All right, we're going to send it to a break with our producer, Jared King. We'll catch our breath. We'll let you catch your breath, get a new beverage. When we come back, we'll take a look at some other scores and, of course, recap. And we'll tell you a little bit more about the halftime celebration with Ryan O'Callaghan, the former NFL star who's down on the field. That's all ahead on Halftime River Bowl broadcast on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch and a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993 and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assignments. Duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, welcome back to the River Bowl. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us. Dan Miller alongside. He'll be back with us in a moment. 19-14 at half. Winless Enterprise looking to snap that four-game River Bowl win streak by Shasta High School. They are on top 19-14 on a 40-yard field goal by Jason Butcher as time expired in the opening half. Let's take a look at some other scores, and then we'll recap the scoring in this game before the second half begins. There's still some ceremony to go on here at halftime. They're actually calling it 43. We saw it placed at the 40, so the Reading newspaper is. But it would be a 40-yard field goal. So Butcher gives them the 19-14 lead. Looking at some other scores for you. Paradise, Red Bluff. Right now, it looks like Paradise, 38-7. The Bobcats are leading the Spartans as they had to have Chip Thompson covering that one for the Red Bluff Daily News. Gridley up 22-21 in their game. Bernie beat Mercy 60-8, the score there. That's according to the Twitter sphere. Looking at some other scores for you. Let's see what we can find. We'll check on down our Northern Section scoreboard. Big games going on earlier. Big Valley beat Tula Lake 30-13. Not sure. Looks like a forfeit. And I don't know who's getting the win, Redding Christian or McLeod, but we're seeing a forfeit right now. It looks like the Loggers forfeited tonight's game. So now you can hear in the background, and I might as well, since it's going on in the background, tell you a little bit more about the check that is being presented down there. Ryan O'Callaghan, who you know is a friend of Scorecard Scribblings, and well, he's a friend of many in Reading. He's an Enterprise High School product, former National Football League star, and a best-selling author right now. He's written his own book that details his coming out as a gay former National Football League player and the life that he was leading before he was able to do that. It's been, in those terms, a historic type of happening for him. Anyway, he's also never forgotten where he came from. So right now, the folks at Shasta County Sports, our buddy TJ Holmes and his wife Tracy, Mike Daly, Aaron Williams, and those have all, they are presenting a check, and hats off to Shasta County Sports, a check of $1,000 to Ryan O'Callaghan Foundation that supports LGBTQ youth. And LGBTQ youth. O'Callaghan, of course, inducted into that school's Hall of Fame, 6 years in the NFL, started 51 games, of course, was part of the New England Patriots, and his book, Blind Life on the Line, which, of course, we previewed, and you can hear that interview if you go to scorecardscribblings.com or go to the YouTube page for that. You can go back and listen to the interview about that story. But ShastaCountySports.com folks have presented a check to the foundation, and I think that is a terrific, terrific thing to go on here at halftime. No doubt Ryan O'Callaghan's presence has helped spur the Enterprise Hornets, who have not yet returned from the locker room. Shasta is back out doing through their warm-up. So back to the scoreboard. Butte Valley over Hayfork, 26-12. A forfeit, so Weed wins by forfeit. Another forfeit, Greenville wins by forfeit over Westwood. UPREP is at Mount Shasta, and over the years have had a difficult time getting scores from up there, so we'll check the Twitter sphere for that one in a little bit. Pleasant Valley leading Foothill, and I am shocked because of what we saw from Foothill last week, 28-7. Pleasant Valley outscoring Foothill 21 in the first half, 21-0. And it is now 28-7. That is in the third quarter. That would be a big, and I tell you, if you're Shasta, you know, you can come back and win this game. It's huge for them. If you're Enterprise, you know, all hands, you know, all bets are off. If they can hold on and win this game and put a couple of wins together, and all of a sudden they're a playoff team. Looks like we've got quite a few forfeits tonight. Wairika forfeiting at Lassen. Orland shutting out Las Plumas. That's in the fourth quarter, 34-0. I mentioned Paradise taking a 38-7 lead over Red Bluff at half. Paradise is not in the EAL this year. They are a wild card team, an independent team. Hamilton at East Nix, a no score. That's an important game for UPREP, because that's gearing up towards being a league title matchup, the final game of the regular season, when East Nick comes to play at UPREP in Reading. Elsewhere, Durham shutting out Willows 6-0. Colusa edging Espardo 7-6 at halftime. No score from Corning West Valley. Biggs beating Portola 49-20. And Central Valley Anderson looking for a score there. Williams leading Trinity 22-0. As we mentioned, Gridley just took the lead on Oroville. Sutter is shutting out Wheatland 7-0, but surprising they've only scored 7 in that contest. Let's see if we can get a couple other scores off the Twitter feed. Sutter now up on Wheatland 14-0. Those are some of the scores that we're seeing. We did mention Bernie's win earlier. Running down the Twitter feed, most of them are coming from the game that we are at. Arcata beating McKinleyville 26-0 at halftime for those looking at that score from the coast. Gridley in Gridley, Bulldogs trailing the Tigers 21-6, but we understand that they have rallied now. Let's see what we can find elsewhere. The big game, of course, the River Bowl game, which is where we are at. Well, those are the score updates that I have for you right now. We're still looking for some updates from a couple of others from Central Valley and, of course, from West Valley. But when we come back, we'll recap the scoring in the opening half, get you what info we can, and I'll be rejoined by Dan Miller before you know it. It is a terrific, so far, River Bowl matchup. Enterprise has showed up, and they are battling for the prize tonight. The trophy, the River Bowl trophy, is at stake. And Shasta has been served that the Wolves have got their hands full with the Hornets tonight. We'll be back to recap the first half scoring and more in just a moment. And just about ready for the start of the second half. In fact, you're listening to the River Bowl on KCNR.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Redding loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Redding Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia. Kia.com or retailer for details.
Sale ends 10/31/2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Redding Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, RedingKia.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
This is the River Bowl on KCNR. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us. Recapping the scoring, it was straight out of the chute. Enterprise, the Hornets swarmed. They took a 6-0 lead, 9:17 to go. Cortinas a 10-yard run. Then after Shasta fumbled the ball away, Cortinas went 20 yards at the end of the next drive. And with 7:05 to go in the first quarter, it was 13-0. Another fumble. The second of four turnovers in the first half for Shasta. Very un-Wolves-like. And the Hornets took advantage. They set up a 29-yard field goal for Butcher. And it was, believe it or not, 16-0 Enterprise. Well, Shasta wasn't going to stand around for that. Nice drive put together and a beautiful pass. 20 yards from Myers to Bish, a two-point conversion to Armstrong. And it was 16-8 with just 49 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Shasta's first possession of the second quarter ended with another touchdown pass. This one 29 yards. From Myers to Armstrong, their two-pointer failed, and it was 16-14. The Hornets still holding the lead. Enterprise and Shasta both tried to utilize timeouts to try to get one final score. In the end, it was Enterprise that won that battle. The ball placed on the 40-yard line, and Butcher nails a 40-yard on the 30-yard line. Butcher nails a 40-yard field goal. I'm guessing it's the longest of his career. It's the biggest of his career to date. 19-14 as time expired, and that is where we stand in the River Bowl. Number 27 is living up to the hype of as a River Bowl should. Well, we are just about ready to get going here in the second half. In this half, Enterprise will be kicking off to start things off. And you can hear the fans are getting into it. They're pounding their feet. Butcher, the hero of the night so far, is just now putting the ball down on the 40-yard line. And he's set to, I believe it's Butcher, isn't it? Yeah, it is. That's Butcher. And he's set to kick off here to start the second half of play. Shasta, nobody to blame but themselves in the first half as it's a short kick. They want to keep it out of the hands of Famous Armstrong. It's picked up by an up back and he's brought down at about the 32-yard line. So that is where Shasta will take it over. First and 10 on their own 32-yard line with 11:54 to go here in the third quarter. Wow. So we'll get a look at the wing tee and the pistol. Will Shasta try to go back more to the hurry-up here in the second half? They're already working quickly, coming out of the gate. They've got the play. The quarterback is Myers. Myers, give on the inside. And that's off the left side. Bouncing off one guy is Jahari Woods. Now he breaks free at the 50, down across the 40. Woods showing his speed, a flag at the end of the play, and it might be a late hit. Wow! It looked like it was just going to be a nice slant off tackle left side, and we saw some speed from Jahari Woods. And quickly, Shasta is going to a huddle. We got a face mask at the end of that play. And let's see what they're going to add. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was an inadvertent face mask, so just 5. But the big play, obviously, turned in by Woods. I believe that's their biggest running play of this game. They give it to Woods again inside. He cuts right and then back against the grain, picks up 8. McNeil among the guys to trip him up over there. First guy to lay a hand on him. Embry finished the job. Embry playing both ways. Enterprise has more guys going both ways than Shasta does, but both teams, quite a bit of that in Division II. Full backfield, now they're bringing Weaver left to right, or actually that's Bish left to right. Pistol single back now. Two wings trying to draw somebody offside, no. They give it inside, again, breaking it outside, beating one tackle, eluding another, and then being brought down is the big guy, Jahari Woods. This is the Woods drive so far. Dan Miller back with us, 10:52, and Dano Shasta doing what they needed to do, right? They're coming out and establishing that running game, and it's been all Woods so far.
It's a woodchuck day. I'll tell you, though, sorry I'm late, Mr. Hand. The food court was just so busy.
Oh, you got to know better. Got a call for a Uber or something. No, that's not the same. They give it again left side, again to Woods. He's down. They are down inside the 5-yard line now, 10.5 to go. And this is what West Valley did. They were able to establish that running game, that line of scrimmage. That first half, Enterprise's defense really bucked up. But whatever the speech was coming out, the Wolves offense gets it. Right to left on the reverse, down near the goal line. Touchdown, Nathan Bova.
Wow. And just like that.
Yep, Bova.
I was talking with Brian O'Callaghan down there just before he got his check presented, and he was telling me that that Enterprise is not really a strong second half team this year. So we'll see how it plays out, and Shasta already getting the ball, driving it down, scoring a touchdown.
Well, let's see. It's 20-19. They're going to go for 2 left to right. That's Weaver on the reverse, and he's in for the touchdown. So the conversion now for the first time tonight, Shasta on top in this game. It's 20-19.
I hope Enterprise can just keep the
22
pressure.
22-19. Sorry. 22-19.
No, that's okay. I hope they can keep the pressure on and have that offense still do a good running game and just keep the same look that you did in the first half.
Well, we saw once they got that 16-0 lead and they shot Shasta. I mean, the Wolves held them to that field goal at the end. Enterprise, again, they're you know, they're going to have to figure out how to get control back of that offensive line, give Embry a chance. We saw Embry run quite a bit in that those first couple of drives, but then they were trying to get Cortinas in it. Then they were in passing downs. Shasta's fired up, though. They're coming out with the energy we saw from Enterprise. Enterprise, not saying Ryan's wrong, they've not been a good first quarter team. They've fallen behind so often in games this year. They need to just, answer the call and do what they did in that first half. And it's easier said than done.
Yes, that's true.
Right, against the Shasta Wolves team that has some experience in that defensive coordinator role, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kirk is, Coach Ramage is just, he's a good defensive mind. And he played middle linebacker and outside linebacker when we were in school together.
How about that? So the kickoff to start things off left side. It's fumbled on the kick, and they just have to fall on it over there.
Even the coaches are fired up.
That could have been deadly over on that side. I believe it might have been actually Butcher over there, or was it McNeil? Either way, it doesn't matter. They fell on it. That was McNeil, and he's no, it was Butcher, who's done no wrong today. So,
oh, Butcher's what a great leg that kid's got.
All right, so here we go. Let's see what the Hornets will do to answer. They have right side hash mark, first and 10. On their own 19-yard line.
Johnson's all the way out to the left.
Yeah, so they've got trips off to the left. They've got no tight end. Yeah, it looks like they are going strong side to the left. Single back, trips to the left, to the right, strong side. They're going to run behind that strong side, Cortinas, but nothing going. Nobody believed it, and he's dropped for a loss. He had no room to work on that particular play. Had single coverage on the left side. And they were decoys.
Enterprise is moving to the north again. They should be, if they go back and forth, they should be going south. Especially for the winter, but they're going north again. So that's kind of curious on that.
So 9.5 minutes now. Enterprise has a second. They actually did get a yard. It's a good spot there. Single backs, twins on both sides now, right side, inside the right side hash mark. Embry looks to the side. He's calling an audible here in the last couple of seconds before he has to snap it. Throws it across the middle. He had Johnson. Johnson was in single coverage there, had a hand on him, wants the pass interference. In high school, you're not going to get anywhere by crying for it.
No, you got to, and you can't really act either.
Well, and in that particular play, it really just was. Oh, we do have a penalty on the play.
Oh.
So we got a penalty in the backfield. It's going to be a first down, I believe, still.
Roughing the passer.
Roughing the passer. So Embry, if Embry, and he's hit as he's getting rid of that football, he sailed it a little bit on Johnson, because Johnson on that slant, it was not a true post, but kind of a slant across the middle, and he had a little bit of separation, but it just sailed on Embry as he was being hit. So first and 10. Enterprise will have the football, and it'll be marched all the way back to the 35. That is the two things, the mistakes, the first half story were the penalties against Shasta, and some of those are energy penalties, you know, late hits, personal fouls. Those are about your emotions sometimes.
I'm really shocked that Shasta has actually got the lead, especially with 5 turnovers in the first half, too.
22-19. Is Shasta's leave. Enterprise has it first and 10. Cortinas goes around left side.
Wow.
Beats one man off the edge. Turns upfield at the 45, across the 50, down to the 45 and the 44-yard line. Eli Cortinas, and there is a flag back in the backfield.
Oh.
Holding is a hold against offense. A holding call, and that brings back Cortinas' one of his better runs, at least ones that didn't end in a touchdown.
That's the longest one I've seen him have tonight. You know, good, nice 35, 40 yards, but.
Boy, he's got a terrific, much like a Walter Payton, and I'm not saying that, but because he's that size, he's not a big, huge guy. And once he makes that lateral step, when he starts going north-south, or in this case, south to north, he's dangerous. And boy, he really made that into something. So we got an audible call, and now actually, we had a little movement. Let's listen. False start on the offense.
Wow.
So Embry's fooling his own team, unfortunately. Not picking on Gunner there.
I love Gunner. I love that name, Gunner. That's hats off to Dad for giving him that nickname.
22-19 is the score. Shasta has taken the lead for the first time, and it was an impressive drive. And they just, well, basically, they just took them to the woodshed.
Yeah,
the Joe Harvey woodshed.
Yes, they gave them a lot of wood.
Yep, they did.
You know, that's funny that you bring up Walter Payton. You remember Vinny Smith. You
yourself. Yeah, I love that guy.
I interviewed him, and I asked him who his favorite NFL player was, and he said Walter Payton.
He knew who Walter Payton was. Wow, that stuns.
Yeah, that impressed me right there. And I said, how do you know Walter Payton? You weren't even around. He goes, I've seen game film on him.
I think the officials, maybe they've got, like, hankies that they're blowing their nose or something, because this yellow thing just keeps coming out. And that one's marched off. Again, against Enterprise. So it is, what down is it? It's first down and half, you know, first down and tomorrow to a for a first down. So every play is going to be long. Nice crossing pattern underneath, caught by Johnson. We've got a flag on the play. It could be a pass interference. It could be.
Oh, more.
Now we've got a bunch of them at the end of it.
No.
He was upset about something at the tackle. They may have gotten him by the face mask. Again, let's try to listen to Don Milligan on this one. But it looked like something happened down in the secondary, so it could have been a crackback. It could have been a face mask on the coverage. Jahari caught it in good coverage. It was beneath covered, so did a good job. They're throwing a little bit of a wrinkle, some double coverage or zone in there. Let's listen to Milligan. Well, come on, Don. I'm trying to give you the...
I talked to Don when I went down there on the sideline. He's doing a good job.
Yes, he is. They've been around this game a long time.
He says, man, some of these coaches, they just lose it.
Here we go. The natives are getting restless, too.
I wonder if they're going to give it to throw it on Fournier for hitting him, but he hit him after he caught the ball.
It may have, that happened at the point of... there was a flag before the play ended, and then there was a flag at the end of the play. So we did have a pass interference, so that was before the play ended. And then we've got a dead ball personal.
Oh, gets Enterprise.
And the ball will be placed right here. And he points it to the 29-yard. The ball will be placed right here. This looks good. Yeah, it's kind of like the ball we place. This looks good. That should be a loss of. Well, will they replay the down? No. Yeah. I'm curious as to how they're going to march this thing off.
You know, you're fired up. You're Enterprise. You're fired up. You get a completion like that.
Now, personal foul is going to, at the end of the play, is going to trump the pass interference, is the bottom line. So, yeah, you can't do that. I mean, Jahari came up screaming. And he'd already gotten the completion and the pass interference.
But then he said something about that guy's mom that you're not supposed to say.
Something at the end was not, and it cost him.
Yep.
So let's be a little clearer than here to there. It is first down. The ball is on the 17 of Enterprise. The Hornets need to get to the 45. So that's 28 yards to go.
And it's still first down, or is it?
Still first down because they had offsetting
penalties. First down on a mile then.
Yep. All right, the Hornets looking to throw. No surprise. Underneath, left side. Jahari Jones is complete to him. He eludes one tackler and back down near. And guess what? First down, I believe. No, it's going to be just short of a first.
1 yard to go. So, yeah, now you got a second down and one.
Okay, so now what the Wolves have succeeded in doing is stirring the Hornet's nest known as Jahari Johnson. And Johnson, you know, you mentioned he took some big licks in that first half. He's sucking some oxygen over there. Not literally, but not going to the sideline. But he's ready, as is Butcher. Now Butcher, they're going right to left side hash mark. Single back in the backfield is Cortinas.
Now they got Johnson in the slot.
Yeah. Butcher's a tight end on the left side. They're doing that because the Wolves have been bringing, and that's going to be, they took too much time.
Delay game.
Yeah, took too much time. All right, that's kind of a killer, but you still had second down. So that makes it second and six. Okay?
Okay.
So that's not the end of the world.
No, it's not.
It's better than running the wrong play, I guess. So, again, they've got strong side left. They're sticking to the play. trips to the right. So a slot to the right. Cortinas in the backfield. Two wideouts. And Embry's going to keep it off the left side. Fake to the first guy through. And then he is dropped after getting across the 40 down to the 41-yard line. Michael Traylor, I believe, on the stick.
Traylor stuck him there. Pena was in there first, slowed him down, and then Traylor came in and finished the job.
Those are two pretty darn good defensive players. 22-19. We mentioned Shasta took their first lead on their opening drive, but Enterprise is showing some moxie. It wasn't a fluke, at least the way the Hornets have looked here. And it has not been Cortinas left, Cortinas right. But this time they're looking to throw. Wide open is Butcher. Busted coverage at the 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Enterprise Hornets. It's 25-22.
You know, that was a great setup there. They did the quarterback run. I'm glad they're sticking to the same game plan that they started in the first half. And that was just great. That was a fantastic trick play right there. I mean, Butcher was just wide open. Nobody was near him.
So a 58-yard Embry to Butcher, TD pass. Butcher, if he's not too winded, will now try to kick the point after.
Oh, he'll get it. He got the 40-yarder just before the halftime.
Well, he missed his first PAT. He kicked it about 40 yards, and I think he put a little too much into it. Sometimes you can do that. Snap down, kick is up. He just plops this one up like you want him to do. That one's good. And wow. With 7:55 to go in this third quarter, the tide is high, baby. The river is flowing here at the River Bowl. It is a 26-22 Hornets lead on Shasta. We're going to keep it right here because now this is the key. That Hornets defense hasn't had a stop. They got that stop late in that second quarter that enabled them to get the ball back. But the Wolves have had, out of their last four drives or so, some pretty impressive runs at it. So they've got to figure out a way to stop them.
They threw all that wood at them, but you know what? I am so happy that Enterprise is sticking with their game plan on offense, doing some of the quarterback sneaks and quarterback runs, kind of mixing it up a little bit there. Just caught Shasta's defense totally sleeping there. What a great drive by Enterprise. And you know what? They're going to try to prove to everybody that they are a second-half team.
Well, they kind of hit Butcher there, too. They were lining him up at the tight end, thrown off the trip. So my guess is that went against some of their tendencies and that, you know, enabled them to catch the Wolves in a blitz.
I think the Wolves were just worried about where Johnson was lined up.
Yeah, Johnson, and you got to keep a couple eyes on Cortinas, too. All right, so Enterprise, well, the Hornets aren't done now for sure. Here's the kick. Armstrong has it about his 15, goes right side, and is knocked out of bounds by over there by Wyatt Rivera at the 36-yard line. That's where Shasta will take it over on their own 36.
That was Wyatt Rivera. I'm really impressed with Rivera. He is a strong player, moves fast, but, you know, Butcher has been impressive today.
Yeah, he's the star of this game so far.
Here comes the trick plays.
Yeah, a whole bunch of guys in a whole bunch of places. Instead, they give it to the Woodshed, take it to Woods.
Wow.
And he is off left side, puts on the burners down the left sideline. Is he going to finally get pulled down? Yeah, down, way down on the 21-yard line. He just didn't stop.
Right up the gut, right up the middle. Does a shift to the left, and he sees daylight.
I don't know why we're saying they don't have a feature back, because Jari Woods sure looks like it. And he's the fullback, essentially. He's the guy in the backfield. He's not the wing.
Yeah, he is their fullback, and he's actually got most yards than their wing guy.
Than both their wings combined, for sure, in this one. So Woods, again, is the fullback with him out of the pistol. They give it to Woods up the gut. One man grabs him by the jersey. Another finally pulls him down at the 5, the 4-yard line. Dropped there by Matt Luera, but it's been all Woods so far. Bish now leaving the game. They're going to go to a jumbo set. Well, now Leighton Dunlap comes in, so maybe they're not. They just stick with what they do best.
I got a feeling he's going to go to Wood. Woods. It's just been Woods for second half.
Also might not be a bad time for a Myers keeper, but not Fitz Woods. He gets into a pile of Enterprise jerseys there that time. He might have still picked up a yard.
He ran into the black wall.
Yeah, he did. Second and three. Yards get tougher down there. Defenses are able in the red zone. This is a statement of obvious, but they are able to. They don't have to have people back in coverage.
No, the Hornets are definitely in their goal line defense.
Looking right side, the sweep. Woods cut, or rather Weaver cutting inside the sweep, and he gets into the end zone. A 3-yard touchdown run on the right sweep by Weaver.
Brent, I think we better hold on because I think we're going to have a pretty high-scoring second half here.
Yeah, well, there's no yellow flag, so that's the... I thought you were going to hold me on that. Oh, no. Yep, so far it's living up to the billing, as we said. Shasta's going to kick it, and a timeout called by Enterprise. No, they're asking some of the photographers to move, which you don't see that very often. The linesman is asking the photographers to move. Actually, those aren't photographers. Those are just fans.
Oh, okay.
So I agree with them there. Photographers should be allowed to
move. Now, where were they at?
They were down here in the corner because if they decided to go for two, they would have been too close to the field to play. Let's see if the delay makes anything stranger for the Wolves. The kick is up. It is good. Dunlap's point after. Makes it 28. 29. I can do math. 29-26. And with 6:43 to go in the third, yep, it is a Shasta lead again. I think this is going to be one of those back and forth the way it's looking here in the second half. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. So both Shasta and Enterprise have scored. Shasta scored twice in this third quarter. Enterprise has scored once. And that's the way this game looks like it's going. The kick, Hornets fielded on the 15, down across the 25, 26, 27-yard line. Tackle on the return by Dunlap.
You're on 28.
Ball will be placed on the 28-yard line of Enterprise, so the Hornets have it. First and 10 on their own 28, and there's 6:37 on the clock. And, you know, this team's pass, like the Hornets are doing, it slows the clock down. And the yardage, I mean, the Wolves' yardage here in the second half has got to be already nearing what they had in the first. They kicked them, you know, shot themselves in the foot a few times. Man in motion, right to left. They give it to the man in motion. He is hit in the backfield. That was coming from a wing, Cortinas, and he's dropped for a loss. So they had wing in a slot, Cortinas rather in a slot or a wing off the right side. They tried to set him up there on a reverse, and he got dropped for a loss. Pretty good loss, too, actually. It'll be, see where it's marked. It'll be second down and 20. I'm sorry, and loss of about five. Loss of, we'll call it six. Pierce Ember, the quarterback, has had one of the better games of his senior season. All alone in the backfield now for the first time tonight. Throwing right side. He's got a man open, but he throws down the right sideline. Is it complete? No, it's incomplete down the right sideline. He had two guys, and actually the one who was more open was Cortinas. We got a flag on the play. Well, it looked like Rivera may have caught it, but there's a penalty. See what it's going to be. So it's a 15-yard penalty against Shasta. And that'll give him a first down, or it'll be just shy of a first down. Let's see. It should be just shy. No, looks like they're able to get the first. So clearly the markers were off. So Enterprise will have the ball. 5:51 to go. Penalties. that first game of the first season was penalties were, but you know, obviously the Wolves have worked all that out. Well, tonight, whether it's their enthusiasm, whatever it is. All right, again, nobody in the backfield. They've got Cortinas off to the right this time. Embry's going to keep it out of the backfield. Right side all alone across the 45, the 50, and down across the 40-yard line of Shasta. All alone in the backfield. They had spread out the Wolves' defense in coverage left and right, and it enabled Embry to just scoot across that right side behind the tackle and finally knocked out of bounds. It'll be marked at the 41-yard line. Nice run for Embry. Again, alone in the backfield. So naked setup in the gun. Dare I say, it's the naked gun. Trips to the left. Looking left. They're setting up a screen to Butcher. Wasn't a screen. He was alone out there in the flanks. Beats one tackler, and he's brought down after a pickup of six, maybe seven. Tell you what, Butcher, just a junior. Jari Johnson, just a sophomore. Zach McNeil will be their quarterback next year, more than likely. I don't know that for sure, obviously, but he's just a junior.
Second down and three.
And you're seeing some of the sparkle in the future for these Hornets. Both teams are known for innovative offense in their histories, in their coaching staffs. All right, they send Cortinas in motion left to right, and now running left, Embry sticks the ball under his left arm. He's brought out of bounds after getting the first down. Much like they did in the third quarter, they're figuring out a way to get Embry into some open field. He's strong. He's not a big, huge guy. He's 6 foot 160, but he is tough. We got a whistle. Let's listen. We had a timeout called by Shasta, and I think J.C. Hunsaker and his staff want to get their defense a breather here. They clearly were not prepared for that single quarterback in the backfield situation. I mean, they may have been prepared. I'm not saying they weren't, but they may have caught them off guard. So Wolves need to do some scheme shifting, decide how they're going to approach this. It just comes to covering your guys and your zones. But either way, 29-26 is the score. Shasta on top, but it has been a seesaw third quarter so far. Offenses rule in this game so far. All right. The difference so far been the turnovers clearly in the first half and the penalties in the game against the Wolves. Those are things that the turnovers may have been caused by Enterprise's defense, stripping the ball, going for the plays on defense. You got to give Enterprise credit there. But there also were a couple of muffed handoffs and the penalties, or you know who you got to look at. That one's a look in the mirror. And so the Wolves should say, hey, we play our game, we get it right, we're going to be able to win this thing. But Enterprise won't give up. Cortinas in motion, left to right. Now he's in the backfield. They give to Cortinas. He slips. He's hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss. And guess what? There's a penalty. He kind of slipped. He tried to get his footing, and then he was dropped on the play. Somebody jumped up from the inside linebacker position. I believe it was Traylor. Got him. I mean, there were three guys that got him. Dan went and got water. And you know what they say? He said, Mama, I want to play some of that foosball. You're the water boy.
I'm the water boy today.
No, we both kept ourselves busy during halftime.
Yeah, we did.
We forgot the water you need.
I actually did a good deed. I saw a lady down there, and she was curled up in a blanket, and I went and got her a hot chocolate. And I said, here you go, ma'am.
Well, that's nice.
She's like, you just saved me. I said,
nice,
I did my good deed for the day.
All right, well, this thing's still going on. Enterprise still on offense, looking to throw. This time right side underneath. Wide open is the receiver over there.
Somebody we haven't seen is
Aiden Borges, I believe, wasn't it?
Borges,
we've seen some good stuff from him in previous games. Was that
junior,
Borges?
5'7", 150 pounds.
Yeah, little guy. We've seen some of him. He's run back some kicks as well. So they're getting some fresh legs in there. Jari Johnson's out wide to the left. Their right side hash mark. It's third down and seven. They didn't get a bunch, but they got a couple. All right, so Embry, now he has help in the backfield. Cortinas is there. They got trips to the right. No tight ends. Jahari Johnson in single coverage to the left.
Oh, false start.
Yep.
That hurts.
Wolves hurt themselves. I mean, the Hornets hurt themselves there. So it's going to be, again, it'll still be third. It's going to be third
Butcher.
And 12.
Butcher's going a little bit too early.
Butcher's not perfect.
No.
But boy, he's good.
He is good. Boy, he's got a good leg there.
Got a good leg and a couple of terrific catches in this game as well. All right, and that's his big play right now. That's, you know, the big play of this game lengthwise, I believe. Embry to Butcher, 58 yards. Enterprise's previous score, 3.5 minutes. I think both teams want to see the clock go off. You don't want to get into a back-and-forth shootout. Looking to throw on third and long. Left side, Jahari Johnson, single coverage, and it's incomplete. Johnson tried to come back for it, but you can only come back so far when Jerry Fournier is on the coverage there.
Fournier did a great defensive job of just a shot on him. He just before he snaps the ball, he gives him a little bit of padding there and lets him go so he can see what route he's going to run. And so Fournier was just all over that.
They're not interested in letting Butcher kick a 47-yarder here. They're going to go on and forward on fourth. So Gunner gets the call from the sideline, and Embry back in. Now he's going to run the play over to his team, and they're actually going to huddle, which when they're trying to kind of save some energy, they will huddle. Normally you see him go straight to the line of scrimmage, but being a fourth down play and looking at the clock and knowing that they want to try to get it right, they're going to go for it here on fourth and 12. Embry throwing, looking to Johnson over the middle, complete, but then knocked out of the hands of Johnson, incomplete again. The ball knocked away by Fournier.
That was another great defensive play, back to back. Looked like he had it, and Fournier just got his hand in there and knocked that ball loose just before he brought him to the ground. Wasn't able to take the two steps or one step.
And so that means the Wolves will get it on downs, the turnover on downs. That was a weight room incomplete pass. Because
exactly.
You got to understand, Fournier loses about half a foot to Johnson. And Johnson had the ball. It was a well-placed ball. You can't put the ball there any better. But once he wrapped his arms around him and smacked that arm or the ball, whatever he did, first play is a drop for a loss there. Maybe back to the original line of scrimmage.
And it's Woods. It's the Woods show. It's the Woods third quarter.
2:58 and counting down. Derek Myers now in the pistol. Single back with him is Woods. Gives it to nobody. Yeah, Weaver left to right on the sweep. Gets a block out in the flats and then runs out of bounds at the 47-yard line. Big old hoss out there, Logan Thibodeau, getting that load moving, and he cleared the way for him. That was a snowplow over there.
They're still calling him Austin Havens. The announcer is, it's James Weaver, though. But, Weaver's, he's fast, and like you said, we got a taste of him, the first look at him, in the state championship game that they were in a couple of years ago.
He's had some injuries, have cost him some games, but he's still got some special talent. That's Woods inside and gets down across midfield, so that's 3-4 hard-earned yards. One of the first guys to hit him there was Mikey Hartman, the big, tough senior fullback, and he hasn't had any carries really tonight, but he's mainly been the big inside linebacker for him. Dunlap's going to be wide to the right.
And they got Gomes in there. Aiden Gomes comes in for the first time.
About that. Where's Famous Armstrong? He's wide to left in single coverage. They're going to give it around the left to Nathan Bova. Bova gets not enough to the first down, but nice pickup, about three. Well, not a great spot there. Let's see. I don't think that marker, we're not in a good angle.
Yeah, it's over a little bit, about 5 yards to go.
Third and five-ish. Leighton Dunlap wide to the right again. They're between the hash marks. So on the black E, just into Enterprise territory. Woods following a couple of blockers off the left side. Just keeps pumping and gets across for the first down. Looked like he wasn't going to get there, but he had some good blocking over off that left side. I believe it might have been Thibodeau and Capono.
Now, that's not Cruz in the number 11 there for Enterprise on the stop, but there is a number 11 out there.
So single back in the pistol. Wings on either side. Wide out way to the right. They're going to give it to right up the gut. Pick up of one, maybe two. I believe it was Weaver up the middle.
Now, that's very rare for Weaver to go up the middle. He usually runs the out routes.
So it came across from one of those wings there. Famous Armstrong's going to be one of your wide outs to the left. The play coming in again from the sideline. Is that Dunlap wide?
That's right? Gomes.
Gomes again. You mentioned it. Gomes is in wide to the right. They give it to Woods. He follows the blocks off the left side. Gets a good pull from the guard. And you know who that is over there? That's the Stanks. That's Big Stanky and Little Stanky. Big Stank and Little Stank.
They're like a nutshell and shell as far as on the line of scrimmage. I mean, they pull to the left or they're going to pull to the right, and they know what each other's going to do.
That's Kane Stanky, the senior. He's Big Stank. And Bladen Stanky is Little Stank. Two of their big guys on the line, along with
Aiden Gibson. You got a Big Stank and a Little Stank.
Yep. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're not both first-team all-league. Actually, Bladen was a first-team defensive player. And then the time is probably going to just tick off. It's fourth down, and Shasta is going to let this quarter end and decide what to do. My guess is they will go for it when we start the fourth. Shasta leading 29-26 as we head to the fourth on our Game of the Week on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Heading into the fourth quarter, and the third quarter was just like a good old-fashioned slap each other around, the offenses, coming up with some big plays, doing what they wanted to do. Right now, Shasta, Enterprise trying to put together what would be as big a defensive stop as they've had in this game. And Shasta has statistically probably won the battle here in the second half.
It's been a wood show.
Yeah, it has. But now we're seeing a little bit. We've seen some stuff from Bova. We've seen Weaver get a couple of touches. So now Enterprise will be heading out there in front of us to the left. Shasta moving right to left. The all white and purple edges. It's fourth and two. They give it to Woods. Left side, he's hit, but after he got the first down.
Wow.
Nice tackle there on the mano a mano.
That was a great hit defensively. And it looks like it's Harden. Mickey Hartman on the tackle there. But, boy, he just hit him and went backwards.
Yeah, we mentioned Mikey. They're looking to go right. That was Weaver. Dropped after a pickup of maybe a yard.
It looks like Butcher on the stop for Enterprise. He read that all the way.
Butcher at one of those linebacker positions. As we mentioned, you got Mikey in there with Borges and Mitch off Butcher.
So Butcher is actually pulling triple duty tonight.
Oh, yeah. Quadruple. Well, no, he's not the punter. Looking to throw. Right side. Uh-oh. Contact near the goal line. Incomplete. A couple of sets of receivers down there, and I'm not initially sure who it was going to. You had Bish down there. You had Weaver. Is that Weaver in the end zone?
Yeah. That was Weaver.
They're just trying to use that speed to get him open.
Yeah, and that was actually Dunlop that was knocked down by that other defender, but the ball wasn't intended for him.
Leighton Dunlap. Yeah, and it looked to me, at first, I thought maybe Dunlap was coming back to the curl, just the angle of where we're sitting. All right, Famous Armstrong to the left, their right side hash mark. They give it on the inside to Woods. Woods hit at the line, still got a yard, but not a whole lot more, maybe two on the pickup. So they are making him pay that the bottom line for Enterprise is they cannot give second effort yardage to Woods. When they hit him the first time, they got to stand him up and bring him down. And in that third quarter, they did not do that. They were making contact, but Woods was turning on the burners, and he was going into orbit.
I noticed that Enterprise got the big man, Jacob Anderson, there.
Yep. Looking to throw. Deep towards the end zone. In double coverage. Incomplete.
He had his hands on it, too. He knows that Weaver just bowed his head down. You have your hands on it, you catch the ball.
Well, he had to kind of come back for it. It was up for grabs over there.
And hats off to Enterprise. They read that all the way. They had him in double coverage.
Yeah, McNeil and Butcher, I think that was a tougher catch than Weaver wants to think it was. With those two guys on him, and there was quite a bit of contact, as there should be, down around the ball. So that was a fourth down play. That was an incomplete pass. And on downs, I'd say that's a big stop for Enterprise. Both teams have had big stops on fourth down.
Yes, they have.
So each defense.
The second half, they have.
Each defense has done that here in the fourth quarter. We're going to throw right side.
Wow.
Butcher in the flats. Stiff arms one man who brings him down, but still a pickup of 5-6 yards on the play.
Alex Beltran on the stop there for the Wolves.
And it was a nice job by Beltran, the strong safety, to Butcher had a little bit of a head of steam, showed a good, strong form, and some of these bigger backs, they're able to get away. Butcher's a good-sized kid, so it was a nice job on that tackle by Beltran.
Oh.
We got a flag. The Enterprise players are clapping. So it's going to be defense. In the NFL, they call that encroachment.
Encroachment.
In the NFL, they call that into the neutral zone.
The neutral zone. Neutral zone infraction.
And in high school or just regular old football, it's just an offside.
It's offside. Encroachment.
He came over and he wasn't supposed to be there.
Tomato, tomato.
He came over there and he wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Get back over there. We're going to get 5
Stay
yards.
On your side.
Guess who has the first down, though? How
Enterprise?
Many first down penalties have the Wolves given the Hornets tonight?
And it's still amazing that they've got a three-point lead.
9:58 to go. Cortinas wraps that football up. Both arms, battles forward, gets 2. He knows.
Spangler on the stop there for the Wolves. Boy, he just put his whole arm in there.
He's a senior, 6'2", at least. I don't know. What is he? They say, how big is he? How many
Spangler,
pounds?
6'2", 215 pounds.
He might have more than that.
Man. I think he's about 240 there.
It's hard to keep the weight up, but got to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Looking to throw. Not much time, and I think he just let that one go.
Did he have
short
no
drop? Yeah, and I think the pocket was coming around on him. In some circumstances, you know, Embry might decide to tuck it and run there, but I don't think that was really the option on that play. It stops the clock. 9:21 is going to be 3rd down, 8. So those 2 yards on that Cortinas run. Their right side hash mark. Single coverage across the board for the Wolves.
They're playing loose.
They send Butcher from the wing on the right, and we got offsides, assuming he wasn't brought over there by a Hornet. Yep, it's going to be offside against the Wolves. Not enough for a first down, though. It's going to be 3rd and 3. But it moves you closer to midfield. And every one of those plays gives confidence to the Hornets.
And it makes that yardage that much shorter. You send Cortinas up the middle or to a quarterback keeper or the quick pass. You got to watch out for Butcher on the quick pass.
Well, they're going back to that single back formation. They've used the naked quarterback the last series. They're just mixing it up. Enterprise is known for some razzle-dazzle, mixing things up. They're very not vanilla, and they're following Cortez.
Ooh.
But a terrific stop in the backfield. A great stop, and I don't use that term very often, but a really terrific play by Josh Welch, I believe.
Welch. 62. Welch.
He's in playing some linebacker right now.
And he came right off that defensive line. So what Ramage is doing, he's bringing that pressure, and he's bringing everybody up on the line. Look, he's only got two linebackers back there.
So they're going for it on fourth at midfield, and I think they're going to try to draw him off sides here because I'm not so sure you wouldn't rather punt the ball here. McNeil isn't at quarterback. McNeil at quarterback, looking to throw. Rolling left. Under throws, incomplete. That is not the result the Hornets wanted. Let's check the sideline, make sure Gunner's all right over there. We'll send it to a break. No, we'll keep it here.
That was nice. I just saw Capone give a fist pump, and it looked like he fist pumped Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Kavadas. And just like, hey, good job, man. That is good spirit right there, and I love to see that.
So, not sure. We'll have to keep an eye out and see if Embry is. Maybe you can take a look on the side. Looks like they are working on him on the sideline over there, stretching him out. He may just have a cramp. We won't make any guesses on things like that. He's been banged up in the last couple of years. Yeah, they're trying to stretch him out a little bit. He might just be cramping up. It got warm today.
Yeah, but it's starting to get chilly tonight.
And all that can have a factor. So he's down, and he's their punter. So I was kind of surprised that they didn't just punt that ball. If your quarterback's hurt, McNeil hasn't thrown the ball much. Again, he's got a left wrist injury, and he throws right. But still, so the Wolves have it, if you've wondered, while I'm yapping. They got three on first down. Now they're going for it on second. Inside handoff to Woods. Woods gets one, if that. And you can hear the Enterprise student body. They are, boy, they're getting into it, aren't
they're,
they?
They're trying to get their defense fired up, and it looks like they're working on the back of
which could be a spasm. You know, it could just be when they were stretching his leg that he might have some kind of a, you know, lower back spasm. Might have took a lick over there. He's moving a little gingerly, but we'll just have to wait and see.
You know, next time I come into your other work, I want you to introduce me to his dad if he's there. And I'll say, Gunner's a great name.
Looking to throw. Again, inside. Nope, we got a whistle there. It was actually they gave to the fake on the inside handoff, then tried to go reverse on
it. Ball started on offense.
Which, if your offense isn't working right with the wing tee, you'll get that sometimes. Bova was the guy coming in motion. Somebody here is smoking the wacky tobacco near the press box. out in the stands out there. They're not supposed to be doing that. But if I get a little bit lost.
Boy, that student body is just jumping. It's shaking the whole room.
Yeah, it is. Looking to throw. Uh-oh. He's in trouble. Three, four guys finally dropped for a huge. No, he's got rid of it before he
got
dropped.
Rid of it. Yeah.
Terrific job on that play to get rid of it because Myers would have been dropped for a 10, 15-yard long. If he doesn't.
Now it's going to be fourth and 11.
They're going to kick it. They're going to kick it.
49-yard line.
Yeah, Myers, it looks like they brought it. I'd be shocked if they don't kick the ball away. That's certainly what Enterprise is looking for. You can't really run a fake here. You'd need to get 11 or 12. You could. And they're setting up to throw. Let's see if they quickly go. Remember, their quarterback is their punter, Derek Myers. Now he goes back to punt. I wouldn't be surprised if he just goes for a pooch or a corner kick. Now he's just going to kick it as far as he can. Fielded at the 7 by McNeil. McNeil, left side, scoots past a couple of guys.
That was a good hit. That was a good hit.
And he's going to be down at it was about the 15 where he went down. First, he zipped right past one guy.
Well.
And then a nice hit.
Lura put a nice hit there. He made a clean hit there.
All right, so here we go. Enterprise on offense. Saifong in at one of the wide receivers. McNeil.
Coming down to the wire here, huh?
Let's see who's in at quarterback.
Oh, it's Gunner. Gunner's back in there.
Tough kid.
Yep.
All right. Embry at quarterback.
Wonder if you did that Ronnie Lott little thing. Hey, just cut it off and let me play.
They worked it out. Saifong is the wing on the right. Butcher's the wide out to his immediate right. And then they've got another guy way wide right looking to throw. They're setting up a screen out there. But Saifong is drilled and dropped where he catches it.
Beltran.
Alex Beltran, the strong safety, read the play perfectly. If you're going to run a screen, you got to get it closer to the blockers. And nobody picked up Beltran.
Beltran just tattooed his number right on his chest.
Got a flag down. It's in the middle of the field. They're going to wave it off. All right, so it just was some loose laundry.
Laundry on the field.
And they picked it up. All right, so second down, and he lost fives.
Yeah, it looks like, about 4 yards. Is it on the 11?
Yep, sitting on
the
11.
Got a weird angle here.
Yep. Maybe a short five. Either way, that means he's got 15 to go to get a first. Embry the quarterback. Cortina's with him in the backfield. They got strong side to the left, a bunch of receivers there. Embry wants to throw, but the pocket just disappears. And on that play,
that's Welch again. That was Welch with the penetration. That offensive line needs to give him a little bit more time. They're going to actually credit to Welch, and they're also going to credit Bianchi.
And big Bryce Bianchi, senior, 5'10". I like to call them the werewolves.
The werewolves.
The defense for the werewolves. And both teams have made some nice defensive stands here at the end of the third and the start of the fourth. We got 5.5 minutes to go now all of a sudden.
And you're only 3 points up.
And I think both teams are starting to just try to slow it down a little bit. Running right now, pitching. He's got a throw. He's in the end zone. He's dropped for a safety.
That is a safety. Wow.
Michael Traylor was there, as once again was, I believe, Spengler was in there.
Traylor was in there. The whole kitchen sink was in there.
Well, that can be a game breaker, because there's no bigger momentum swing than the one you get from a safety.
You could just hear the crowd across the field. Just came alive.
So with 5'10", Shasta gets a safety to make it 31-26. And that means they will also get the football. So Enterprise will have to kick it.
Oh, they do the free kick, or do they just put it at the 20-yard line?
Or do they just put it at the 20? Do they?
That I don't know.
I believe they do the free kick. Let's see. Got a whistle. Somebody going to call timeout? They're going to put it.
Oh, they're going to make a kick from the 20.
Right.
Okay. And it's not a kickoff. It's more
they've
like
got
a
their choice.
Punt.
They've got
the choice. Okay.
They can kick, place kick, or they can punt. They can free kick, anything they want. But most teams elect to kick.
And Shasta unless you've got really close on their...
Well, sure, you only have to be 10 yards away, remember.
Oh, they're expecting the onside.
Yep. No way. There's no way Enterprise is doing anything fancy right here. They're kicking the snot out of it.
I would too.
And they're going to kick it away from back. Okay, we got a flag down. No, they're just looking for the tee. I saw something coming from the side.
I did too.
So Enterprise is going left to right. They'll be kicking from their own 20. It's a safety. After the safety, you have to give the ball back to the team that gets 2 points. So it's one of the more devastating plays. Back on their own 35-yard line is Famous Armstrong, and
that's who it goes to.
DJ Bish. Armstrong gets it, scoops it, goes across the 40, has some good speed, cuts back across the field to midfield. 50. He's corralled there and finally brought down, couple of, in fact, about five guys. Sean Danley, one of the guys to bring him down there.
Ryan Carter making his tackle.
Now that's Carter, too, in that stop. And also Sanchez.
So with 4:59 to go, here is a chance for the Wolves.
To put it away. We're not going to speak like that yet.
Well, if you're the Wolves, if you can run, keep the ball on the ground, which they usually do.
And eat up that clock and gain the yards that you need.
Use that 4:59. They give it to Woods. Jahari gets across the, down to the 47 of Enterprise.
I think Woods has just I think he's got the ball 90% of the time.
He's been the star of the second half. There's no doubt about that. But they've had some good decisions made by Myers, better decisions in this half. Of course, those five turnovers in that first half were just...
You know, Shasta's lucky that they overcame that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I know this has been one heck of a River Bowl, folks. Woods is covering up that football. In both arms, he's running like Zonka now. You know?
Oh, that's who used to carry the ball like that. Wow.
Where Zonka was about
2.
Zonka was about 6'2", wore one of those single bars.
Oh, yeah.
As a fullback for the Miami Dolphins. Probably don't make many like
that. Here's
some
trivia for you. What quarterback wore the one bar?
Oh, a couple of them did, but Earl Morrill probably did.
Yes. Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann, that's right. Remember, Earl Morrill was the quarterback who had to come in when Greasy got hurt for that perfect team.
1972 Dolphins.
Yeah. All right, on the reverse from the left side wing is Weaver. He's down across the 40, first down across the 30, near out of bounds at the. They're going to mark it at the 27-yard line. Nice. He's got that sneaky speed, man.
Well,
he's waiting for those blocks and does a nice job of just picking his spots and turning it on.
He got those yards because Stanky just pulled all the way over from the left side and just opened up the hole for him.
3.5 minutes. As mentioned, the Wolves just want to eat up as much of this clock. Weaver, you know, he doesn't dodge things, but he's, you know, smart enough with his injuries to get out of bounds when he needs to. In that case, he
stayed in bounds. He wants that clock to run.
And now with the high school, they get the clock going anyway, unless it's an incomplete pass or a penalty. They'll get that clock going pretty quickly.
Weaver
this time on the reverse from to the right from the wing.
Same exact play.
Yep.
And, of course, Aaron Smith. And now I believe it was a timeout taken by Enterprise. So it'll be timeout real quick here while they re-strategize.
Not dissimilar from what Shasta did when they called timeout. When the Hornets were moving at that one drive, and they called out timeout for their defense to kind of catch their breath. Let's see if this pays off for Enterprise.
Well,
that was when Enterprise came out with that single, you know, naked quarterback. As you were running the thread out to the watershed, I think.
Oh.
They were running, as I like to call it, the naked gun.
Oh, okay. All right. The naked gun.
Yep. Shotgun all alone.
Well, you know, the hats off. I'm very impressed with Enterprise. They don't look like a team that is still looking for that first win.
No,
they fought with a lot of pride tonight. Very impressive defense tonight. And I couldn't find one star on their defense. I'd have to give it to the whole entire defense. They just went after that ball, but you just saw right there with Stanky and those guys pulling, they were trying to tackle the ball, and that allows Weaver to get more yardage. You got to tackle the guy, not the ball.
And, hey, this one's not over. I mean, it's 31-26.
One possession game still.
It is second down and 10.
They want the game clock.
They're going to reset it a little bit.
Yep.
See where it's going to go. Sitting at 3:04. Now, to put it, that every second counts now. Don Milligan and his staff, I mean, they're aware of that. Remember, Enterprise scored as time expired in the first half on a field goal. Give it inside. Woods knocked down. It looked like he was stopped in his tracks, and then he scooted free when the seam opened. Gets a first down. Boy, it was like you were holding back that little one of those little wind-up cars, and then you just and let him go. And once he got that seam, he took off and got 10.
And it looks like, it looks like Raiden Achilla?
Yeah.
Achilla just made a nice open shoestring tackle.
Because if he doesn't do that, he's in the end zone. But I thought he was stopped at the line of scrimmage.
This is standing room only here now.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. They give it to Weaver from the right wing going left. Trying to get some yards going. Actually, it wasn't Weaver. It was Bova. Bova has not carried it as many times tonight.
No, but Bova drives a blue Nova and goes right up the gut.
Nice run. It's a timeout call. 2:36 to go in this football game. Enterprise trailing 31-26 on KCNR.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show, its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show, on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, both sidelines, the teams went over to talk things over with their coaches. It's not magic now. At this stage, it's mano a mano.
Do your job. Okay. That's BB coming to you.
You got it. And they give it.
Jahari Woods.
They got to the Jahari Woods, and he's down across, down near the goal line, getting some high tens instead of high fives. Got to the one.
It's a first and goal now.
I got faked out even with the binoculars. I was following Weaver, and all of a sudden he just stopped. And I'm like, oh, no, he doesn't have the ball. And 2.5 minutes now.
It should be
first
running.
And goal. Give on the reverse, left to right to Weaver. He's untouched into the front corner of the end zone. And Shasta drives a deep blow and Enterprise's upset hopes. That makes it 37-26 on the one-yard run by Weaver.
Now, where's everybody going? They're leaving like a flock of seagulls here.
Well, let's see. Actually, believe it or not, it's a big point after. Well, you'd have to score twice, unanswered, 2:22. Either way.
Get the kickoff, run it back for a touchdown, onside kick, score again.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
Oh,
kick is up.
It's good.
And it is now 38-26 with 2:22 to go. And Shasta leads it 38-26, 2:22 to go. That safety right now, the turning point in the game, and you just got to give credit to the Wolves up front there. Both teams' good defensive stance in the second half after that third quarter was dominated by offenses near the end of the third. Both Enterprise, the start of the fourth, the Wolves started to get their defenses, making some good adjustments, and just came down. I think in the end, the Wolves have a little more gas in the tank.
But you got to wonder what was said to Woods in the locker room at halftime because, I mean, he had three fumbles, not very much yardage, and he just came out in the second half, and it's been the Jahari Woods show.
Well, and I think as much as anything, they saw something, and they were able to get him in space. And once you could get him through that line, I just think that their offensive front started to buck up a little bit. Because once you get him, either of these big backs, Woods or Cortinas, you get him into open field, you're not going to have much luck bringing him down.
No, because they got that forward momentum going with their body weight. But the Stankies, you got to give it to them, too. They have just opened it up for Jahari Woods.
So Leighton Dunlap will kick off. I would imagine he'll just squibble or something. Doesn't want any kind of return. And he does. He squibs it. Actually, they're looking to, they could recover that. Enterprise lays on it, and, I mean, the Hornets didn't recognize that quickly enough. It is an Enterprise ball, but that could have gone horribly wrong for Enterprise. I thought it was well executed by Shasta on special teams, so Enterprise will take it over first and 10 on their own 27. They're in big gun territory. They need to do something big. McNeil is in at one of the wideouts.
And you got to wonder if Gunner's feeling a little bit of pain there, and that's could possibly slow him down. The main thing is they can't lose their temper. Tempers will cost you. You got to keep your cool and do your job and get it done.
They need a big play. They need a couple of them. Looking to throw on first down. Gunner's going to run right side. No, he may throw. He throws it, finds Butcher crossing back across the 40. That is a beautiful play. Got flushed out. And then his receivers went with him, and we've got a flag down near where the ball was thrown, and that's probably going to be a hold from just based on where it was.
Laundrie. Yep, hit six. Holding.
Yeah, just right where it was, you could tell. And sometimes that'll happen once that coverage or rather that protection has to move with the quarterback, and hey, they're kids. That's tough.
And I was really impressed with Gunner coming out of the pocket. He looks like he could be more dangerous. And hats off to Butcher for getting in the open area there.
Yep, that would have been a big pickup. So, woulda, coulda.
We've seen enough of Woods.
Yeah. That's on the other side. All right. It's still first, but it's first and 20 now. Looking to throw across the middle, slanting in. It's complete to, is that Jahari over there? I believe it was on the slant
like
in from the left across the middle. Pickup of about 10, just shy of 10.
You know, it's so dangerous going across the middle there, Brent. Anything can happen. You can get hit.
In the Enterprise games that I have seen, he's just a sophomore, and he does not look frightened across there. I've seen him take some licks. Hard thrown ball across the middle again. But again, you got to give credit on the coverage to the little guy. He gives away half a foot. But tonight, one of the stars, unsung stars, has been Jerry Fournier on Jahari Johnson.
And that ball was actually also tipped by Traylor. Traylor got his hands on it and kind of made it like Lane Duck. Called the Lane Duck effect.
38-26 is the score. Shasta trying to hold on. It is third down and 10. Enterprise throwing on all downs here. They're sending some trouble across the middle. They get it to Butcher. Butcher has a seam up the middle. He's picking up a block. Now he stiff-arms a guy across the 40 into Shasta territory. And I'll tell you what,
Fournier.
Butcher, yeah, if he doesn't get stopped by Fournier there, he's going to keep going. If he had Jahari's speed, he probably would.
Yeah. You know, that was a great play by Butcher. Oh, more Laundrie on the field.
Way back near the original line of scrimmage, Embry is there with the officials.
Ineligible downfield. I was just going to say, too, that's in the area where alignment just goes a little bit too far.
That's a tough penalty. That's a tough one.
Coach doesn't like that call either.
No, I don't think he likes that at all. I'm not surprised.
Hey,
That's a tough one.
For $20, you give the referee's address. He'll
now
be happy.
They're going to talk about it now.
Oh, they are.
I mean, Coach Combs is out there. He's not the only one. They are not happy. They're going to wave that one off.
I
think that's the right call.
That is the right call.
That is a good job by the officials. Now, I'm not looking at it on the replay. I know the Shasta coaches can look at it. We're not going to bother them. But
the line judge down here on the side, he's the one who, no.
Right.
He was good.
Boy, so we do have one of the bigger games. Butcher has been a star tonight. We know he's a good player. He goes in motion right to left. They fake the handoff to him.
Ooh.
Embry wanted to keep it up the gut, but he's dropped in the backfield. The whistle's going to be blown here with a minute 26 to go. Antonio Mazzora and Enterprise calling timeout, I believe.
Mazzora just broke through there like he wasn't even touched. You got to give that quarterback some more time.
Well, we'll look at some of the scoreboards coming up, but next week going to be a big week of football because heck, it's that time of year, isn't it? But you believe it's already going to be the 1st of November next Friday?
Oh.
You believe that? So let's look at that schedule for next week, some of those big games that we've talked about. Our scheduled game of the week is Lassen at West Valley, and it's just I just think that I have circled that game. I have seen Lassen. We've obviously seen West Valley, and I think that is as big
a big
game. That's going to be a big game.
Now, who's the home? Is it at West Valley?
It's at West Valley, which is why we would be doing the broadcast. No, the other choice is Foothill at Shasta, which is if Foothill winds up losing that game tonight, which they were losing in their game tonight, all of a sudden Shasta's got the door open for them. So some big games. Embry wanted to throw, but they brought the entire Wolf Pack with them.
Pena.
And Pena flexing those muscles.
You know,
Josh Welch was there too.
West Valley is 1 mile from my house.
Is that right?
So I might
if we're there, we'd appreciate it if you were there, too.
I might have to just come down there and check that game out. I mean,
you could walk, right?
I could walk there.
Because you know they're going to bring some buses from last
night. Oh, yeah.
In fact, you know they're going to bring all of
Lassen's a all tough of, team.
Is that Marysville, right?
Marysville, that's
they're gonna
a
bring,
tough team.
Marysville will be coming. We'll be making that trip.
Oh,
looking
my
to throw. McNeil is in, throwing deep down the field. Johari Johnson, oh, man, almost a huge pickup, but it's incomplete. Well, Johari Johnson, as he did, he had separation. He took a ball when he reached for it. That's one of those tough ones where you can dislocate a shoulder. You know, quickly the trainer's heading out there. I mean, I don't know anything. He may have just come down so hard he dove up for the ball. Going to quickly go out and tend to him. It was incomplete.
He stretched his body out, and he was
It would have been a first down, and then it would have been down inside the 15, which is where Johari is right now. We'll take a quick timeout, 39.9 seconds to go. Shasta is going to escape with a fifth straight River Bowl win, but Enterprise has shown some moxie tonight. They have shown some heart, and they've shown some talent, too. Quite a few underclassmen have really performed tonight. We'll be back with more on our KCNR Game of the Week from the River Bowl in just a moment.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Johari Johnson walking off under his own power, and I think he just had his wind knocked out of him. I mean, he dove. Jim Henderson, I think, was the athletic director, might have been out there, too. And we want to thank Jim and all of the Enterprise staff and folks for treating us so well on all the games we've done here this year and with them. And I'm really glad to see their kids really having a game like they had tonight. Ooh. McNeil in at quarterback. Boy, he gets hammered as he throws it. It's intercepted downfield, but they're going to got to be. Was it incomplete?
It was incomplete. Yeah, he said it was incomplete. The ball rolled on the field.
And that'll give the ball away on downs.
So they just basically take a knee.
So they should go into, my guess is we'll see the victory formation. In fact, their coaches are packing up and heading down. This was a River Bowl for the memory books. Well, I tell you what, folks here will not forget the effort that the Enterprise Hornets have put in. An 0-7 game coming in, but man, they played terrific. And Shasta, they got to fix some things before next week against Foothill.
Oh, they definitely do. I mean, you know, they got to work on some things. Those mistakes, those turnovers shouldn't have happened. They did. But, you know, Enterprise shocked them at the beginning of the game. That was just a great defensive game altogether. Enterprise just...
So victory formation, they take a knee. The clock will now tick off. I think they may have to do it once more.
I will see you... You know, I'm going to try to join you next week.
That'd be great. That'd be
next
great.
Friday, but you
we
know,
don't go anywhere yet.
No, I'm not going to go anywhere. But Brent, I thank you for inviting me. Jared in the studio, thank you very much. I really appreciate
great
you guys inviting me.
Here. Dan Miller, right? The clock is ticking, and I think that is going to be enough. All right. Well, the trophy will stay on the purple side of the river for another year. As the Hornets swarmed out of the gate, they showed their hearts. But the Wolfpack rules in the end, 38-26, your final in River Bowl 27. We'll be back to recap, look at the other scores, and look ahead to our next broadcast. You're listening to the Game of the Week here in the North State on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
So what does the Eastern League look like? Because tonight, Foothill loses at home
to Pleasant Valley.
To Pleasant Valley.
Vikings.
And the Vikings, who lost to Shasta,
are now number 3 seed.
3-1. Foothill 2-1. That makes that Shasta Foothill game pretty darn big next week. Chico's off, I believe, this week. So it is and they're sitting atop. I mean, Chico's in the driver's seat right now. Boy, that Chico PV game at the end of the road is going to be something.
Oh.
Because there's going to be a lot riding on that one. As we're just trying to kind of
I think Pleasant Valley lost to Shasta. I thought they, so Chico and Pleasant Valley play next weekend too, correct?
I think that's 2 weeks away.
Is that two weeks away?
Yeah, I think it's, let's double check here. Folks, you probably already know that at home. Next week, what we're looking at is, as we scramble through, our game of the week is going to be Lassen at West Valley.
That's going to be
a big game.
Because
I think in D3, if West Valley beats Lassen, nobody's going to beat them. I mean, I think that you're looking down the road
I think West Valley will
Southerns
go all the
and
way.
All that. But Lassen is the team on their schedule that I believe can beat them if they play the way we've seen them play in the games that we've done. So then there's Foothill and Shasta. Foothill at Shasta, huge game next week. We'll get to the other games next week. But, yes, you are right. It is the Almond Bowl.
Yeah,
the Almond Bowl. Chico and Pleasant Valley next week.
At Pleasant Valley.
Pleasant Valley has to, you know, they win that. Then we're all up for grabs at that point. Shasta still has a shot at it. Foothill still has a shot at it. Chico and PV still both have shots at it.
But so I think Chico would be the top seed.
Yeah, if Chico wins, they're going to get it.
Well, no, if Chico loses, they have to hope for Shasta to lose, but they beat Shasta.
Right.
Being that they beat Shasta, they would still take the top seed.
Right. So we got
it gets a little tricky.
That's a big matchup there. For Enterprise, of course, we mentioned I believe they are actually off next week, which is just the way the schedule has. No, they're not. I apologize. They go to, boy, do they have their hands full. No longer in the Eastern Athletic League. They
have to go to Paradise.
Do you want to thank these guys for us, Dan?
Yo, Troy, yeah. Troy, thank you very much, my friend. Good seeing you.
Yeah.
Troy does a great job up here. And
the Enterprise, they have treated us great in the couple of games we've been able to do here. We don't pull for teams because we pull for all the teams. We're not a home broadcast.
We're a North State broadcast.
We're a North State broadcast. And tonight we're a River Bowl broadcast. So I was impressed for Shasta. You mentioned that J.C. Hunsaker's got a little bit of bragging rights right now.
He is undefeated in the River Bowls as being at the helm for Shasta, 5 in a row. And his scheme of offense even fools the best cameraman out there.
Right. Well, you know what? They won the second half, And that, but they, their mistakes cost them. Some of those were mistakes of effort. Some of those were mistakes of emotion. Some of those penalties, I believe, where you had a lot of those offsides. I think you have to really give some credit to Pierce Embry. Gunner did a nice job on his audibles. He did a nice job running the football in both halves. They established him, and that was critical to them. Cortinas, you know, had a good first half. They adjusted their scheme on him, didn't use him as much. They threw the ball more in the second half. Enterprise is known for having, a little bit of razzle dazzle, for having, you know, Shasta does it too. Shasta just did what they do best. They ran the wing T in the second half, and they didn't give the football away, and that was the difference. But, you know, Enterprise changed it up. They didn't have the experienced personnel that Shasta has, but some of their young guys, Butcher among them. I mean, here's the thing to think about. Zach McNeil's a junior. Aiden Borges, who we didn't see much of tonight's a junior. Jason Butcher is a junior with that team. You know who else is a junior? Some kid named Cortinas.
Wow.
So I think there's the cupboard is not empty, and some of the linemen are, we got quite a few juniors. So a nice mix, and I think this was the Hornets should be proud of the effort they put in. They did not make anywhere near the number of mistakes they made last week, and they certainly took advantage. Let's recap the scoring real quickly.
Yeah, I'll go first. I mean,
Enterprise scored first. They took a 6-0 lead, 9:17 to go in the first quarter, on a 10-yard run by Cortinas. Shasta fumbled, which they did
on their first possession.
The first and the
was,
second.
And it was Woods.
Yep, and Cortinas, a 20-yard run. They got the point after that time, made it 13-0, got the ball back. This time, Butcher, the first of his two field goals, an impressive 29-yarder.
After another turnover,
yep,
from Shasta.
Made it 16-0 with 4:02 to go in the second quarter, in the first quarter. A 20-yard pass from Myers to Bish gave Shasta their first points of the game, a two-point Armstrong reception, and a nice catch for famous Armstrong, and with 49.4 seconds to go, they'd cut the lead in half to 16-8. Enterprise had at the end of the first quarter and into the second quarter, Shasta scored first in the second quarter, a 29-yard pass this time, Myers to Armstrong. They did not get the two-pointer, made it 16-14. The score was 7:55 to go. Enterprise had to punt out of their end zone. They did a good job on that. And both teams had big stops, tried to use their timeouts and clocks. And the one team that had a kick at it, a long shot, a 40-yarder, and it was plenty long.
Good.
It
was 45 yards.
Yeah, maybe 45, 50. Butcher nails it as time expires. And Enterprise, an unlikely 19-14 lead at halftime. But Shasta came out and marched it right down the field. Bova, a 4-yard run, took a couple of minutes to complete that drive, and Weaver got the PAT for two, made it 22-19. Enterprise, big play, their biggest play of the night. A 58-yard Embry to Butcher, beautiful play, made it 26-22. Shasta, they couldn't stop them in that particular drive. They didn't
marched
stop
right
them until after
down
that.
Woods, yep, all the way.
And then guess who capped it? It wasn't Woods, it was Weaver. But that's all right. Woods didn't care. They got the PAT, and Shasta had their lead for good. From that point, their Enterprise ran out of some gas, and I believe that's really what happened. The Shasta Wolves, a little more experienced, a little stronger in the end, and despite the effort they got, they held them, and a big safety.
That
5:10
point
to go in the game.
That was the
killer. It was the, you know, the pack just closed in at that point, and they were starting to really close that protection in the backfield. They started to really get to Gunner back there, and he did everything he could. It was the best game I've seen from him in the four games we've seen them play this year, and I was very impressed after that short field, after you got to kick the ball from your own 20. The Shasta Wolves were able to bring it down one more time, a 1-yard run by Weaver. Your final score was 38-26. The Shasta Wolves get the big, big victory.
You know, if I had to give a player of the game for Enterprise, it would have to go to Butcher.
Yep.
If I gave a player to the game for Shasta, I would have to give it, you know, I was going to say Woods,
mm-hmm,
but it would have to go to big old number four and great defense, Fournier, he did an awesome job being out. I mean, Johnson
gives him
twice his size.
Yeah, he gives away 5-6 inches to Johnson.
Fournier just stayed right with him every single stride. Sure, Johnson had a couple of good catches, but Fournier would have to be the player of the game for Shasta.
Well, and if you look at the number of passes, Johnson got his hands on the ball, and Fournier was able to rip them free, disrupt it, maybe knock the ball, get his arms. I said earlier, those are weight room plays. Those are weight room plays because this was in the second half. They were going to Johnson as much as they could. They really needed to establish him, and they did. I mean, he caught some big balls, and he's dangerous in the open field offensively and defensively. I think they threw away from Johnson, by the way. But the point there being, those are weight room tackles. When you are able to not only stay with the guy, but you're able to put your body on him, a big kid. Yeah, he's just a sophomore, but he's a big, strong athlete, and that's where I was really impressed. Let's also not forget that Woods doesn't do what he does in that second half, and he did it well without the big Stank and little Stank, Thibodeau, Capono, Gibson.
All of them up on front. I mean, the way they pull and the way they open up the holes for Woods, it was one in the trenches. I just got a glimpse of Fournier with his helmet off, and when I was down there talking with Kirk Ramridge, the defense coordinator for Shasta, Fournier walked by, and Kirk turned around and says, "Hey, I need a big game from you today." So
he got it.
He got the message loud and clear.
All right, so let's take a look at some scores on the scoreboard. We'll scan the internet and bring you what we can. Big Valley wins at Tula Lake 30-13. A forfeit win for Redding Christian in 8-man. Bernie, wow, ooh,
whoa,
they wolfed
60
Mercy
to
out,
eight.
Of, yeah, out of Chico, 60-8. No score yet from Dunsmere. It was Butte Valley beating Hayfork. I believe we're still talking 8-man there, aren't we?
Yeah.
Other finals that we have, a forfeit Weed beats Quincy by forfeit. We had a couple of forfeits tonight. You know, I'm guessing it might have had something to do with, you know, travel and maybe the schools being.
Or the other fire
that's going on
down this, what do they call it? I can't remember the name of the fire, but yes.
It may be causing some issues there. So Greenville wins by forfeit over Westwood. Final, and I was looking for this earlier and we didn't have it. UPrep does what they need to do to set up a big matchup in a couple of weeks. If they can get there and get to the end of the road, that is shaping up as our final game of the week. We may have them against East Nick, which would be one of the biggest games. It would be the biggest game in the UPrep football era, I think, because they could still win that championship. So they beat Shasta 29-8. I wouldn't mind going to see Les Mow at some point because I understand they have a great running game.
All over Maxwell, 38-6.
Yep. So the big one we mentioned earlier, Pleasant Valley beating Foothill 35-28. I believe it was looking worse than that. Pleasant Valley had a 21-0 lead at halftime, but Foothill did well what West Valley did to them. They closed it in the second half. They outscored them 28-14 the second half, but still fell short. A big win for Pleasant Valley, and to do that in Palisadro, very impressive. Mm. So a little bit of I don't want to call it a letdown because PV we're seeing is very, very good.
The Wairika and Lassen was a forfeit game.
Yeah. So it looks like I'm guessing Lassen won that. Yeah, Wairika forfeits to Lassen, which not unlike the game last week where West Valley got a breather because they won by forfeit last week.
Yeah.
That's certainly doesn't hurt Lassen this week going into West Valley next week.
And East Nick, I believe, was playing Hamilton tonight. We're still missing the score from there.
Yep, we might find that. We'll check the Twitter. Paradise undefeated and winless Red Bluff. Tough year for Red Bluff, but Paradise is some kind of story. They've gotten some national coverage. I don't know if ESPN's has come, but I know Max Preps has done a national story on them, and it has been an amazing story.
Here's a shocker right here. Willows over Durham, 13-6.
How about that? Calusa beats Esparto, 28-14. And here's your final. West Valley, we didn't have this earlier, but it is a final. They beat Corning 42-9, as expected. I wasn't there, but in the games we've seen, it probably could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
They have called off the dogs quite a few times. Central Valley Anderson, we'll check our Twitter feed for that one. Still no score. Biggs beats Portola 49-23. And Oroville holds off Gridley. Gridley came roaring back, but Oroville wins that one 34-28. Sutter winds up shutting out Wheatland 21-0. So let's check out the NorCal scores hashtag, see if we can get any other finals for you. Great job, by the way, of Shasta County Sports always. They won the River Bowl. They gave a $1,000 check from the guys and women at ShastaCountySports.com to our good friend Ryan O'Callaghan and his foundation that supports LGBTQ youth. I think it's a great thing, and they gave it to the Enterprise product, and I know they're all very, very proud of that. But I also always enjoy Shasta County Sports and a terrific job.
And there's me and Ryan O'Callaghan and the guy who owns
Dan, Woody's. Are you getting shorter? Is that Woody? Woody Woodchick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott.
Woodchick, yeah,
Woody
Scott.
From Woody's. You know what? Callahan's just a big guy.
He's a big man. Well, he's lost a lot of weight. Now he's not playing. So
yeah.
You probably had about 80 on him.
I had a really good conversation with him about Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Read his book. If you haven't read it yet, you'll find out also quite a bit about his longtime friend from back in his childhood who I understand hasn't called him since Ryan came out of the closet. The quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, they were once friends. And I don't want to, that's not our, but it's part of the book. You can read about it. And,
I told Ryan to keep up what he's doing because he's doing a fantastic job.
Now the kids need that support.
Yep.
All right, so here we got. We're looking at some more scores. Some of these are repeats, so it takes us a minute, some time to scan through these scores. 60-14, Happy Camp wins at Dunsmuir in eight-man football. Bill Choi had that one. Thanks, Bill, for tweeting that one out there. Let's see what else we got. Everybody seemed to be at this game tonight. What was this, the River Bowl or something?
This was the River Bowl, the 27th annual River Bowl.
Let's see what Chip Thompson had. Of course, he was at the Paradise game, and Red Bluff, tough year for them. No stats, but we were repeating that West Valley beat Corning pretty handily in that contest.
I think you had the whole Shasta County Sports staff here